This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, my heavens sakes alive, good evening, everybody. Welcome. It is 7 o'clock on the old atomic clock on the wall. Studio C is where we are. It's The Show on Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee, and we welcome the return of Katie June. Hey! Woo! Katie June has missed, I think 12 or 13 shows she's missed because of... That's a microphone you have to talk into.
Thank you.
Did you forget?
It's been 12 or 13 shows. So, you can't blame me.
I understand. Sitting next to her is Kat Carlson, who, as some of you may remember, has been filling in for Katie as she's been out. And we've just decided to keep her on board.
And then just won't leave.
Yeah. Well, there's that. There's that. She has her
Thanks
own...
for filling in, but I just keep fucking showing up.
She's the trick that won't go home.
That is not the first time I've heard that.
Right. Well,
sure.
I was saying it reference to somebody else.
Out of the deal.
And the empty chair belongs to the one and only Marnie Ryer, who is en route, I'm sure, somewhere. If anybody sees a Subaru jettisoning across the street,
watch out.
Get the fuck sirens out of the way.
It might be Marnie Ryer. And then, of course, is that a teal or aquamarine kind of a sweatshirt?
I would go with teal.
It's a lovely color on you.
Well, I hope so.
I'm sure it is. Seafoam.
That horrible picture is not behind me, but no, this is not seafoam at all. We're going to take your gay card away for that.
Well, I don't know.
Seafoam is a light gentleness.
Oh, that one.
It's a pastel, if you will.
Different.
Oh, of course it is, because I wear it.
Well, anyway, thank you all for being here. We see a few people already online. Somebody from Norway is listening. Thank you, whoever that is. Please chime into the chat room. Let us know you're there. Don from Washington. My mom, Mama Di, is in the chat room. Also, Marnie's girl, Erin. So, see, I would assume that Marnie's girl logs into the chat room when Marnie leaves.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. So according to this, let's see, Marnie's girl
She's
logged in at 6:54. So, 7-8 minutes. Marnie's probably halfway here. We're not sure. Oh, well, this is Thanksgiving week, and if you, for those of you who've been listening more than the past 13 or so shows, may remember that last year at this time, the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving, we kind of did just an instant Thanksgiving where everybody kind of brought something and we threw a little in-studio dinner together. Well, currently, some of it is cooking right now in the kitchen, so I'm guessing probably hour two is when we'll break into foodage.
Or halfway through this hour, because...
Because it smells delicious.
Yeah. It does.
Like, why are we going to wait to
Mama's
eat it?
Hungry.
Yeah, because the turkey's done. I'm just cooking bacon on top of it so I can have a couple pieces of bacon.
Yeah.
We love and enjoy bacon.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yes,
just
indeed.
Put some foil over the fucker and throw some
she
bacon
is.
On it.
Hey!
Hey! That's my bathroom bacon.
I didn't hear what you said.
I don't know, but she comes bearing gifts of food, just so welcome.
Take a breather, Ryer.
Okay.
Wow,
I didn't think that was bad for making.
No, 703. It's borderline wrong.
Hi.
You can't see her. She's standing out of camera shot.
And Harrison's back.
Hi,
Harrison's
everyone.
There. Hi.
Hello.
So minty things happening a long time. So as we will do here in a minute when Marnie gets situated.
As I sit here drinking my wine, you look busy.
She does. She's got are those corn nuts. What are those? You got a
no,
coffee?
She's got a little smush. But...
Oh, all right. That's
oh,
all right.
That looks delightful.
Wait, I see cream cheese.
It is, but...
I see cream cheese.
Oh my god, cream cheese.
That's what I'm saying.
Nut rolls.
Okay.
Oh,
we enjoy. I enjoy that.
Sorry,
and we have desserts.
Is it an appetizer?
Well, you can be Japanese.
You can treat it however you want to. We have a treat from Canada, too.
Stop yourself.
Canada. Look at
it.
Yeah. Canada has sent us something.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Ooh.
With a lovely card that I'll read in a moment.
Oh, isn't that special?
People from all over the world seem to find us and like us.
Ooh.
Nobody local.
A Francois?
I love
I
don't know why.
That Oso place, Osho?
Yes, I love that place.
I don't know what
you call
it.
Oso, yeah.
Oh, my.
They have a framboise on the menu there that's quite lovely, but I found out it had 2.7% alcohol. So
you nixed it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Who needs that?
Is this one of Utah?
They can't see your head.
Too? I'm like, I want to get to like...
They can see the rest of me?
They can see you from the nips down.
Of course,
yeah. That's really all we need to see, Marnie.
That's why I was busy bending.
That's all we need.
Yes, they can all see you.
Where's the thermometer?
Oh, it's right here.
38 to 41 degrees is what you need to serve it at.
Well, hang on.
Did it?
Well, right now we're at 59. She got
we got to chill this.
Brent, you got 10 degrees.
To be 10 degrees. Yeah, 38 to 41 degrees.
Got to get that in the freezer for a while. Yeah, we got to keep this handy, our infrared
what
thermometer.
What is my why not?
Well, right
now, and Cozy's here.
65, 63. Oh, Cozette Pfeiffer's here. Hi, she's in. She's in
for me.
61.
Would you like an ice cube?
Mine is 61,
yeah, actually. Yeah, I need a couple degrees cooler.
Ice cube it. Cube that fucker.
No, I got one here.
She'll figure
just
it out.
Shut up and lay there.
Wow.
That's from last week's show, and it cracked me up like three times. Just shut up and lay there.
I haven't listened back to last week's show.
I don't know. And we weren't even talking about Bill Cosby at the time, so I'm not sure how it worked in context.
Organic.
Yeah, terrible.
Oh my god!
Somehow the topics were unrelated.
Well, it's gonna be a fifth worse.
What? Say what? Yeah. Unrelated topics?
Crazy
here.
It's gonna be a little worse now because now you think the crosstalk on this show was bad earlier, ladies and gentlemen. It's gonna be worse now.
Well, now we're at full view capacity.
Oh, that's right. Now who's who? There we go. If we're gonna play The View, who's who from original cast?
Oh my god, that's original. Oh, the OGs.
I need to be Joy Behar, don't I?
Yeah,
I think so.
Pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Talks a lot more than anybody else.
I mean, I feel like you're Barbara.
I feel like I'd have to be Barbara.
Show. That's because of your age, yeah.
Really?
I just went the easy way.
You want to throw stones on age, Perkins?
Well, what's her face? Now I can remember her name. Behar was old, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, she still is old. That hasn't changed.
Meredith, who else was on the
Meredith
original
Vieira?
Cast?
I want to be Meredith Vieira. Oh. She's dirty. You can be the old lady. I get to be the dirty one.
Okay, so I'm Behar. You're Meredith Vieira. God,
there's Barbara. There's Baba Wawa.
Wait, I thought you were Barbara.
Well, we changed it.
Yeah,
I can't keep up.
She's Behar over
You're
here.
You're gonna have to figure out.
Now Barbara doesn't pee, okay. So whoever doesn't pee gets to be Barbara Walters.
No, that's not me.
I never pee during your jokes.
No, I'm up and down a lot.
She have a colostomy. Is that what has wrong with her? She sloshed when she walked.
She always says that's the whole secret to her career is she never pees.
That's so weird.
She can outlast everybody.
That's a really bizarre secret to success.
I will sit here and interview until you cry.
No, but she said it all the time that she could outlast anybody because she never had to pee.
Well,
that's, like, I guess that's good.
I think
good.
We're going to have a talk about yeast infections in a minute.
So you're Baba Wawa. So who are the two left? There's the Hasselbeck
Star Jones.
And Star Jones.
You'll be
not Hasselbeck. Somebody's going to be. Oh, no, you're the other one. What's your name?
Madinopolis.
Oh.
The one that they put into the bag with the wild rodent.
Debbie Madinopolis. They put her into a bag with a wild rodent.
When SNL.
That was like your first thought. They're like, yeah, that's you.
No. When SNL. Because she's the one that didn't know anything and she always had to Google stuff if it was invented.
Kind of like you on this show, oddly.
Oh, I'm actually Googling her right now. Fitting.
But when they would make fun of it on SNL, it's called a train wreck.
Here we are.
Barbara Walters was always giving her dirty looks. And so, and SNL, they're like, we're going to have Debbie get into this bag with a wild rodent. And then they zip it up, and for the whole segment, she's just screaming and punching the sides of the bag.
Oh my God. Yes, I want to be her.
That's when What's-Her-Face, when...
I'm in.
Rachel Dratch was...
She's so fun. Yeah. Oh, she's so fun. I didn't realize that this woman was on the show, but I'll take it. And so you are Star Jones, my friend.
Fuck. All right.
It's going to require a lot of hair pieces.
She was fired, too.
It's funny.
Way later. Well, actually, they were all fired.
Okay, you need a microphone and some headphones.
Yeah.
And two.
Join the show.
Well played.
She'll figure it out. She'll find her plug-ins. And this is all I had to do. We had to figure out some way to rearrange the table. So this is what we're stuck with.
We're working on it.
I think you'll make it.
Well, it works because now there's not a bathroom line trying to get around
right.
Marnie.
That was part of it.
So you got
so to tuck
too.
Her. If I tuck Marnie a little closer to you,
out.
I
think we need to swoop you around the corner a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a problem?
You know what you need to swoop is those nut clusters over here to me. That'd be great.
Already worried about food. Welcome back, KJ.
Wrong day.
She actually got here and said that it was the worst 2 days of her life.
Really
the past 48 hours. I don't know how you can have the worst 2 days. The election's
Hopefully
over.
That fixes it.
The whole goddamn reason you were gone was from an election.
Yeah,
she's happy now.
Which you came out triumphant. Your party and the person you were working for.
Not her party, just that person.
One out of 100 people in the party.
My bad.
One.
That's
but
true.
Thankfully, it was my one.
Thankfully, it was yours. Yeah. Yeah.
And then that cunt that we elected superintendent of schools.
It's actually something I legitimately can't even talk about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we won't talk about it.
They're already starting a recall campaign.
I was just kidding when I said legitimately. That was parenthetically. Yeah. I can't talk about it.
I forget about the parenthetical part of the show. Jesus Christ.
It is actually the worst. And I So I know, and I know we're kind of going backwards, of course, because here we are after election, but it's still something that is just like chapping my
maddening.
Hide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maddening. Is that, and I really truly believe that Diane Douglas won the superintendent race. She did not run a campaign. She literally did not leave her house. She didn't have an advertisement. She didn't do a press release.
I never
the bitch
heard her.
Never did anything. No. She didn't do an interview.
She used the words Common Core, and that was it.
I think she didn't even say it. I think her like team maybe said it.
It was on the poster by my house.
Yeah, right. So like,
which she did not covertly impound into the ground.
I think someone else on her team was like, "Here's what you're gonna do," and she's a white woman with a last name Douglas, and he's a Hispanic man with a last name Garcia. Boom. There you go. I really, really believe that it was because he was Hispanic. That's what I really think.
I mean,
and he's a Democrat.
Just based on
that's why I voted for.
Based
David Garcia?
Yeah.
Because
he's
Hispanic.
And he's a Democrat.
And a Democrat. Yeah.
Yeah. Based on the way that, I mean, my sister and I were just having a conversation about this at home. Like, the time to vote is when it's local elect. Like, the presidential one is sexy.
Oh, my God.
But it's the one that affects your kids that you vote on. And, like, when the
when it's close to home.
Right. When, like, that's the people that affect you, as we're learning nationwide today. Like, vote when it's a local election.
Did you see the last week tonight with John Oliver, where he talked about how there is a conspiracy shadow government? He was like, you crazy nut wing, you know, right wing nut jobs are right. There is a, you know, shadow government. It's a big conspiracy, and it's called your state legislature. And he does this whole thing, and it's really true. And he showed these, like, just fanatics at the state legislature and how people just don't pay attention. Because all the big money and all the attention gets paid to president and Congress and blah, 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 and Senate.
And then you find the fucktards that can't tie their own shoes.
Actually
run your state.
You know, he talked about...
impact your day-to-day life.
Yes, and he talked about the amount of bills that have actually passed through this last Congress versus the amount of bills that passed through our state legislatures nationwide. And
it's
was like
100-1 or something crazy.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that John Oliver, if there wasn't enough reasons to not live without HBO... John Oliver
is a really good show.
It's a smart show, and you laugh while you legitimately learn something.
I learned that.
Because he's got like 6 or 7 minutes. He's not beholden to a commercial break.
No.
And then when it's time for a break, when he's got to like run off stage and pee or something, and now this.
Yeah.
And I love that little thing.
He's so good.
Why is this still a thing? That's my other favorite thing. Like, why is this still a thing?
He's so good. So anyhow, my election was super duper.
Yeah.
Kyrsten Sinema is reelected. Yeah. I feel really, really happy. And Kirkpatrick in Northern Arizona also reelected. Yeah. Ron Barber is still in a runoff. They're going to legal challenges. So they'll actually legally challenge the validity of every ballot. And the biggest legal challenge is that there are folks that are turned away from the ballots when they show up. They don't have the appropriate voter. They don't have the appropriate identification for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's legally they don't or they're turned away, whatever. So they have a certain period of time with which to return and cast their ballot. And so they were getting all of those folks to come back and give those ballots back in. And there were like hundreds of ballots that were left. And with a race that's only 160, I think now 130 vote count different, it just goes to show that every vote counts. When people say my vote doesn't matter.
And who's ahead?
She is Martha McSally.
Oh,
by 130.
Sad. And what's his district? Tell everybody.
His district is Southern Arizona, Cochise County, and parts of Pinal County.
Oh wow, yeah. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, that's a tough one to win.
It was
too.
Very tough. Gabby.
It was Gabby's.
Oh right. Yes, yes.
And so it is a tough county. It's really truly a swing district county, as we're like learning. And so yeah, it was a really tough night. It was a tough night.
And a sad thing, because Gabby Giffords is one of the few people I've ever heard of at that level that, well, no, Kyrsten Sinema does it a lot too, that she went to like Safeways and held rallies after she was elected. Like she was still going and speaking to her constituents, which whoever's in charge of mine has never done.
No.
I've never done.
If you have, I hate to like be so party line about it, but if you have a Safe or a Republican district, you're just not going to, you just won't see them. They're just not going to do it. And I can't say only Republican.
It cuts off at the end of my street because Kyrsten does, she goes to the coffee pot or what's it called? What's
the Copper Star. And I
she sits in my front yard and gives lectures to about.
I don't show up.
Yeah, I'm not invited. She's not my,
but
I'm not in her district.
But even still, even Dems, because like Ed Pastor, for example, he didn't do it. He was a really safe old Democrat in a really safe old district.
He's mine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now it's Ruben Gallego. So you may start to see some of that from Ruben.
Yes.
See. He's exciting.
That's right, because mine...
Yeah, I like Ruben. Yeah. He's exciting. But so anyway, Diane Douglas, yes, I see you, Marnie's girl. It is just hard. My friend Rachel, who works in education, said, I wonder if we just took a rock, drew a mustache on it, and put on the ballot, rock.
Yeah.
With a mustache and put an R by the name.
R, that's all okay.
If the Rock would win,
and that's our fault though. Like as much as we thought we were harping on people to vote, it didn't work at all. Mm-mm. Like the turnout was the lowest abysmal. Since 1942.
Yeah, I heard that 43. Yeah, something like that.
1942.
30% of the
record breaking.
When there was like a third less people in the country.
Was that? But was that locally since then, or was it nationwide?
Nationally.
Nationally.
Got it.
The lowest. The lowest in 70.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Years.
Ridiculous.
That's how uninterested everybody's been. But
get off your ass, people, because you may want to get voted into a grand jury sometime soon.
I actually wrote myself in for state mine inspector.
Oh my god, you did! And I was happy to see it. I think I might have written you in also.
I think I'm okay with that.
I think I maybe did. Because I saw you and I was inspector. Like, well, I mean, I don't know who else
I
to go for.
I feel legitimately qualified.
Well, you got a minivan. You can drive to all of them.
I can look at shit.
When it got to the judges.
Hey, look, well, I'm inspecting this mine.
I'm in a mine.
I think that should be Kat Carlson. Parenthetically, mine. I can look at shit.
Yeah. She's a dodo bird.
I'm
going
to Photoshop that into
mine,
a picture.
Mine. Yeah.
Mine. Is that what dodos do?
Your campaign signs are just going to be like mines and you photoshopped in front of them.
Oh, I thought y'all photoshopped it.
She's
everything.
Good with the Photoshop.
Yeah. Yes. Recently inspected. It's a mine.
With Kat Carlson giving a big thumbs up, you know?
We'll give her a stamp.
This one's a mine, too.
All mine.
They're all mine.
Well, we're taking the political process seriously. I got you a present. I forgot.
Put those back.
I mean, I'll cheer
you up.
These.
Okay.
First of all, I wore them, and they're warm and wonderful.
Yeah, no, I like
they're
these
socks. Kat. As mine inspector, you should understand that socks
are
warm.
She's now sock inspector. She so many hats.
Well, here's my deal.
Just one head.
Okay. I think that I can make them better, so I'll do it again sometime.
Oh, God.
So if you're going to just hand away my presents.
No, I just. I was like, "What the fuck?"
You should.
I was trying to figure out what my phone.
To see them.
What was my phone sitting on? And I'm like, "Oh, I didn't bring home my present.
Oh, my socks.
I don't come out really good in that story.
They were safe here in the studio.
Yeah, nobody was clamoring for them.
There was no.
Well, nobody could find them.
No,
not what it was because they're camouflage.
They're camouflage.
Can't see them.
But since we do have one present though.
Okay.
Because
we have two.
We have two.
Yes.
I'm saying Canada.
The Canucks.
The Canucks. Well, I'm close enough. Minnesota.
All right.
So we have to have something else in here.
God, yeah.
So this can either go to Kat or it could go to Katie. Either way.
It's mine?
Oh, mm-hmm. Your first couple's gift. That's sweet.
Oh my gosh.
I'm
going to
open it together.
I see what.
I've only met each of your partners once, so I'm going to pretend that you're just lovers.
I already see what it is and I like it.
That's true. It's already too. Oh. Oh, that's cute.
I don't know if it's my size.
One size fits most.
Well,
do you want to trade for socks?
Give me the socks.
They'll go in the mug.
And then we actually have an extra.
Oh.
Who else is
just
coming?
For fun?
For anyone that may come in.
Oh, look at Marnie. You thinking ahead, Marn.
Well, you're so good.
Well, we always have to have an honorary spot for Buddy early if he lives.
Exactly. That's true.
Absolutely.
If he pulls through whatever's wrong with him.
If I have to buy another fucking mic, I will. Jesus.
You guys, this is making me think we should really do a gift exchange at Christmas.
No, absolutely not.
How about a draw name?
No.
Oh my god, you guys, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna draw for
you,
everybody.
You do whatever the fuck you want, but don't include me.
You're included.
That's hysterical.
Oh, Katie, look at you. Oh, look at that photo.
I'm about to give you a gift of Canada.
Yes, we should look at the Canada. Listen.
So for those of you not wondering what present Kat was just given, for those of you who remember way back, quite some time ago, well over a year, was it? I forget what studio we were in. Was it here? I believe it was B. Studio B. Marnie had cunt mugs made for us. The handle looks
that
like
sounds wrong. Please don't Google that.
I'm definitely doing
the handle
that.
Of the mug looks like the C, and then it has UNT, see you next Tuesday on them. And then it says on the other side, the show with Clayton McKee. I can't read it from here.
7 p.m. every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Arizona time.
Oh, God. Thank God for that.
Cute Talk America. She forgot the .com.
It's all right.
Oh, actually, when you Google cut
I mean, it sounded like that was critical.
Katie Googled
it's
cut mug.
It's kind of fun, and there's actually another one that could be a cock mug.
Oh,
yeah, hey. That's a fun
never, one. Never thought of that branding. Well, have to see about that for next season.
I like it.
I just worry about how we have to hold the cock mug.
Right, right.
Is that a straw?
Get the positioning right.
Yeah. That doesn't require two fingers, so I think we're better off.
Nice.
That's kind of filthy.
Oh, hey, it's this show. Doesn't matter. 7:20 on the old atomic clock. Thank everybody for being here, not
Hi,
only
Cal.
In
Welcome
the studio,
back.
But in the chat room. Everybody, yeah. Cozy, of course. Marty's girl, Cal. Katie, you even signed
my
in, Katie. She remembered
did.
How to do that. My mother is in there this week. Very
Harrison.
Good. So many people. So as we go,
Dawn.
We typically do.
Dawn.
We go around the table, kind of what everybody's Dawn. Been doing. Katie's been out for what we figured, like 12 weeks, 13
yeah.
weeks. She's been gone.
That's, so, it seems like I it like is so much longer than I actually thought that I was really gone
yeah,
for. It, but I guess I had a few.
I forget how many of these fucking shows we do. I
mean, one a week.
Jesus Christ.
We average one a week.
But there's a question, a huge question. Is it live?
Well, some people aren't sure.
Yeah, there's a question.
Wait, weren't we supposed to be live starting this week?
Or was
I
it last
week? I thought it was last week.
I thought it was last week.
And I thought it was supposed to be at the American Legion, if anybody listened back to what I said.
My God,
no,
I
Katie is like, what the fuck are you people talking about?
Jesus.
There was a joke.
Soup's
was,
confused, but I'll go to the American Legion.
Yeah, just spit Soup. Out your teeth and run. And
but, it was fun. The American Great. Legion in Fountain Hills.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah, and, we have to have a minivan.
She was laughing through the whole thing, and she was like, wouldn't it be fun if we did the show live? From there.
From there.
And we just all got lost on the dramatic pause.
Yeah,
we're
live.
Like, oh, you drunk bitch.
We're live all the time. Uh-huh.
And then I just said, like,
all live.
And I think I said something like, when you listen back to this shit, you're going to get what I'm
saying. I haven't heard it. I was just making money off the dramatic pause.
As he would.
It was quite funny. Yeah, because we're going to start doing this show live any day. Any
I think
it would
be so fun.
It would be.
Yeah.
If you could
yeah.
all be here at the same time and we could do the show live.
It'd be good.
It fucks
a
with
girl
people.
Can dream.
Of course. Well, Katie, so for that 13 weeks, aside from the political...
Oh, we're going to be here a while.
I know. So what did I do?
Can you Reader's Digest this for us?
I did the political.
We want to know about all the diets.
Things are still moving.
You want to actually... 13 weeks worth of diets. That's a lot.
How many diets?
Isn't it actually horrible that in 13 weeks of diets, I look exactly the fucking same?
You look lovely.
Like,
well, no. That,
exactly
but no, but
same.
Really, that's consistency because yeah. you've started and stopped every diet for 2 years.
Yeah.
So what does it matter?
So it's good. So I look the same. So I will tell you, I was telling Clayton before, this is not like a downer moment.
Before you go into your whole downer moment,
yeah.
Is there anything in the oven or anything in the kitchen we need to monitor or do anything with?
No, we got 8 minutes before I care.
Okay, that, okay. And wine is still good in the freezer or wherever it was
no,
put.
No,
it's back
okay,
in the fridge.
All right, continue on with your sad moment.
So I don't, and it's not like a super sad. Obviously, I have shared along the way my fertility struggles and this whole thing, and so
mine
we,
too.
yeah,
I'm barren down there.
We
except hers
did,
is serious.
Well, we did IVF. I actually just got a big fat negative pregnancy test yesterday.
I know.
I literally spent the day crying. Thank you.
Oh, well,
so thank God you can drink.
Yeah.
It's actually, is that weird that I was like, I'm going to get blasted at Thanksgiving?
No, that's legitimately normal.
Know, but,
coincidence? Yeah. I don't think so.
Fate, my dear.
I like literally cried and I like screamed at strangers. Like I did weird things. Yeah. I like called another doctor.
I'm not pregnant. As you drove by.
I was like blaming everything in my head on my doctor. I called another doctor. The woman was like, can I have your insurance card? And I just burst into tears. She's like, how about when you come for your appointment? I'm like, okay. I went into the bank like that. And I was like, I need a loan. And he goes, I'm like, anywhere in the ballpark.
Emotional.
I literally go anywhere in the ballpark of $30,000 to $50,000. And he's like, can you just wait for like 10 minutes?
Can I get you a bottle of water?
It would have been better if you wrote it on a note. I need $30,000 to $50,000.
It's a loan.
Yeah.
As you're crying.
Yeah. Let's call it a loan, bitch.
Go ahead, press that button.
Maybe the cop will knock me up.
Hood was up over my head.
Skittles in your pocket.
Damn it.
It's Trayvon June.
Damn it.
Trey June.
Oh my God. I don't know who Bag of Nope is, but blasted at Thanksgiving, isn't that a lifetime?
I'm gonna say Bag of Nope. Is that Laura?
Nope. I know who Bag of Nope is. Hi.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Yeah, that is a bag involved. Maybe I literally feel like that's going to... It should coming be. It'll up, be mine in
coming up later
movie
in crime scene footage, blasted at Thanksgiving. A 911 story.
Don't be mad at me, but I feel like your uterus is kind of a bag of nope.
Oh, my God. It is. Except it
we'll
happened.
We'll laugh in a year or two.
It literally is. No, it is. And I'm telling you.
I don't
you,
know that we will.
It is. And I have to tell you, it's okay. I wouldn't be sharing it like if I wasn't obviously right. like past yeah, that right. moment.
Thank
I
God. Went.
You're not going to ask us for money, are you?
No. I literally yesterday I was like Googling. Like,
I have candy.
Yesterday I was Googling how to crowdsource my fertility. Kelly's like, babe, just can you maybe put the computer
there's
away?
$2 from Kat. Good.
I'm actually going to keep this.
I know.
Frame one, put the other two towards the crowdsourcing.
I've contributed.
Yeah, well it's my first dollar.
Wow. I would like that child to be named after me now.
I'll throw my Discover card limit at you.
Thank you. Awesome. So,
Kat Carlson June.
Yeah, right? That's it. It goes, it sounds great.
Like Kat actually, Carlson Alfred June.
It's literally what I told yes. Kelly. I said, if we crowdsource this, that will be like the one thing I can yeah. give people. I'm like, I will name my child after you, just like in a really bizarre long series
is
of middle
is that time
names.
To try the turkey baster and a friend?
So I actually said that to the nurse. Because I literally...
No, I mean, go low tech
I
on
like
it.
Went mm-hmm. weird, frenetic emails to the nurse. Like, I went to a movie by myself because I needed like some alone time. But instead of actually watching the movie, I just sent off these like crying, jag, frenetic, crazy emails to the nurse, which is weird. And then after that words, I was like, maybe I should have like taken a beat before I sent half of these.
No.
Yeah.
And that was one of them. Can I just use a turkey baster? Like cry face. Weird.
Sure. Well, she doesn't have that technology. So she got right, box with a question mark, like... box with a question mark.
Yeah. But I will tell you. Oh so positive. We went to a new doctor today. Okay. So I was so glad I got into another doctor. This has been
they'll all take your money.
Well, this has just been 2 years of my life. It's just been really, exhausting and very emotional. And I just didn't expect this. So I went to a new doctor and I just, I left, even though it's all the same shit, right? Like all the same stuff. But just like having a new person frame it to
little
me in a new
juju.
Way, yeah. It just was so great. And I walked out like in the best mood ever. And Kelly, you know, was... Kelly really likes our current nurse, the doctors, we could take him or leave him, but she really likes the nurse, and she said, I just will leave, because like we walked out of this appointment, she's like, you're like a whole new person in yeah. a day. So, you know, it just takes a new perspective.
I would go one time low tech, though. Just do it low tech
we
one time.
We actually got a picture of her coming in being like, it's time. Remember that day that she had to leave? You had to leave at like 9 o'clock
oh,
or
yeah.
something?
Yeah. To go give a shot. Yeah.
So I just pictured her with the turkey baster going, okay, guys, help.
Al.
And Al would have the turkey baster, and we've
just
got a
line
leg.
Up. Line
know.
Up
it's
your favorite
I think
list
I'm busy
of,
that day.
Of,
yeah.
of questioning or bisexual guy friends. Do low tech. Just have a night. Say, tell Kelly. Is her name Kelly? Yeah. Tell. I feel like Al. Is
her
name?
Puget Sound is her kid.
I'm yeah, afraid of
Puget
where this is
Sound,
going.
Right. Yeah. Just tell her you're gonna go out with the boys. You'll be back later, and then miraculously in like a week or so.
You're not drinking.
I'm taking a positive test.
Yeah, look at that.
Well, so, and my point to all of that is to just share kind of what I'm going through, but also to tell you the best diet, and this is not a joke, is I really was not drinking because, like, during that whole IVF
process. Two different worlds.
I was not drinking, and I was eating cheese balls. I was eating pretzel balls with cheese from the yard, like, on the daily, because in my head, I was like,
is
I'm
that
pregnant.
Beer
I can
cheese?
Eat whatever I want.
I just
it's
had
not.
That, I just had that beer cheer.
So it's so good. Yeah, you did.
Did that to my mouth. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I just was like, not like crazy major weight, but I just was like losing weight. I was still eating bread like a crazy person. And I was just
because you just
like,
weren't stressing about it. You
well,
were just,
I wasn't drinking. I really think I just wasn't
oh,
drinking.
I had already put a mental block over the I'm not drinking part of something good happening.
I was no alcohol at all.
Kind of blows that gluten-free shit out of the water.
Oh, yeah. No, there that's done. Oh, I'm super good. Done.
Thank I've God. Had beer 2 days in a row and kind of liked it.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Weird.
Welcome.
Congratulations.
What kind was it?
I don't know. There's too many fucking
something.
Names.
Yeah.
Like I barely beer. Know your name. Now you want me to learn the name of local beers?
If I give you a dollar, you
can add my Wednesday was called. Yeah. My Wednesday was called Granola Someone. It had granola in it. It was from the Arizona Wilderness Company. out and who gives a fuck.
Talking That's about my interesting. Name again, and I thought, oh, fuck, where did you come up with that?
Yeah, now I'm Mary listening. Granola over here. No, it was called Granola, someone or other, and it was was tasty.
Yeah. Yeah. There are all kinds of new breweries popping up in Arizona, so that's exciting. Yeah. I did the first thing that I did yesterday when I got the negative result was I literally drove to the bar.
Yeah,
that was I was crying there too.
Yeah.
But fortunately, it was a bartender, and so she was just like, "How you doing, babe? You want a beer?" I'm like, and I just sat.
It's good that you have a support system. That's There's a movie theater and a bar nearby. I enjoy all the ways you find support.
Yes.
That's legitimately my crisis plan, too. Like, oh, shit went down, and I don't have a job. I'm going to go to a bar.
Yeah, like a bar.
It has worked out well for you.
It has worked out well for
me. A movie theater with a bar, actually, is where I went.
Yeah.
So that was great.
All right, I'm going to use this motherfucker. That's a winner. That is the Al Perkins plan, if I've ever heard it. Yeah.
So
that's really my apocalypse plan, is head straight to the bar.
And if they're showing a movie, and we all enjoy the apocalypse.
So, Katie, in the short story, not pregnant, drinking again, lost weight, your candidate won, you're back on the show. I think we're caught up.
I think so, too.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Look at Katie June. My God.
Yay, glad to be back, everybody.
I'll offer myself for low-tech, not-in-the-same-room business.
My gosh.
It's perfect.
Well, I'm sure
you
can
use a cut mug and I'll just run into the bathroom. Yeah. It's going to be great.
How very apropos. I like it.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about that either. Yeah. I don't feel comfortable.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
It comes with this skin and no hair. I mean, it's not a bad job.
Good jeans. Good jeans.
Save on haircuts.
Save on haircuts.
I feel like I'd have a really smart kid.
Yeah. That's not even kidding, though, because those haircuts are fucking expensive.
Yeah. I know.
They are. Yeah,
to go in for the guy's haircut. They're cheaper.
What's myself. Not pull out the fucking clippers and I'm like, here you go, kids.
Yeah.
Not the haircuts I used to get. If I would have known about this money, I'd have been to Europe two more times back in the 80s. Fuck. Money I was spending keeping this shit red.
Because you had some hair.
Yeah.
Like some serious hairdo.
That took some work.
Yeah, it did.
And a little more time than anybody was comfortable with.
Well, yeah, in fact, he missed most engagements of an evening because you and Renee were sitting
That was putting on makeup.
Makeup and doing your hair.
And I was 21 years old with gorgeous skin. What was I putting makeup on? Now I go out like this.
God, you know, it's the same thing. It's
now
really,
when I need the makeup.
There's that.
Like the same thing when I go, I wish I was as fat as I was the first time I thought I was fat.
Yeah.
Fucking trolls. Like, what?
The first time I wouldn't put on a bathing suit. I wish,
I wish I
had
go
that
body.
Day back. Yeah.
I want to go back there someday. Thank you. Shit. Never thought about that, but that's an interesting perception there.
So far, KJ. I like five of us.
Yeah, so
and
far.
And I haven't even been fed yet.
We haven't even got there. Kat Carlson.
Goodness gracious.
Welcome to secure position number five on the show. You got your your own mic, your
Star
own
Jones.
Bell.
She's
got my own everything. I know it's not used hand-me-downs from this one.
No,
right?
It's
my own shit.
Gotcha. Although I'm almost thinking with all the failed diets, we're going to go with this one for Star Jones. But, I mean, I don't want to say that out loud.
I was thinking Star Jones... I was thinking Star Jones because of the rack. That's where I was starting.
And the hair pieces.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Katie, thanks for coming back.
It's fun, yeah.
For all kinds of reasons.
Yeah,
she's going to yell at me in 20 minutes when she gets drunk. Katie's your favorite! Were you here that week?
I don't think so.
Why'd you yell at Katie? Because she's your favorite.
You were, yes, I was. Oh, I was probably really drunk.
When
literally
drunk.
When Bitter Party 1 got all nasty with me.
That's me.
I just kept my mouth shut. Look, I'm gonna do right now since I'm eating.
No, not at all.
Okay, once again, the floor yields to Kat Carlson.
Never is Kat Carlson's floor.
Yeah.
But I did happen to spend the weekend just kind of abusing my self-proclaimed celebrity status.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounded. Yeah. It started off exciting.
Started off really exciting, and then I volunteered for an event called Cook Phoenix.
Yeah,
and that was fantastic. And
the Kat Carlson Memorial Beer Craft Beer Tent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where nobody was there.
Best thing ever. Well, no, there were people there eventually. I took a before picture, but I never got around to the after picture.
Because
she was busy.
Right. Busy, right.
Yeah.
Clearly very busy.
Sure.
As evidenced by all the drinking selfies on my phone. Yeah, because I was signed up and I'm like, absolutely, I'll help you man the craft beer tent and like give out the samples or do the thing. And then there were like four other like more young, enthusiastic people to do that.
So that just meant Kat got drunk?
And so that meant Kat had not a whole lot to do. So I created, it's going to be a tent next year. I created the Kat Carlson Memorial VIP Lounge.
Oh, people were talking about it later that night. People were actually like, oh my God, were you in the Kat Carlson Memorial VIP tent? Like, I actually. actually heard that.
No, Natalie Cianci only comes up to me. She comes up to me. Wait. Oh, yeah, Cozy totally has pictures.
Yes.
Yeah,
after pictures.
Yes, yeah. We have after pictures.
Oh, yeah, lots. Because, yeah, Natalie Sanciola was, like, working the door or whatever, and people started coming up, and they're like, hey, where's the VIP lounge? And Natalie's like, we don't have one. They're like, no, the Cat Carlson Memorial VIP lounge.
It's here. It's here.
That's
it. Because I saw the little sign.
Give me a marker. Let me put VIP on that bitch.
That's kind of what I did. Yeah,
she did.
I found a blank sign and a Sharpie, and I wrote Cat Carlson's VIP lounge, and then I forgot the memorial
that's
part.
That's the kind of low-tech ingenuity I'm talking about.
The best.
That gets shit done.
But I love that the memorial was like, tiny scribbles on the side, like memorial.
I think because we forgot about it.
But the memorial is the best part because people think you're dead.
That's what I thought. I'm like, what the fuck?
And in the VIP lounge,
morbid fun
in the VIP lounge at one point, there was a toast to Cat Carlson who created the memorial.
she was a good doobie.
Let's all raise a glass to her.
And one of the toasters was like, Cat's alive.
I think that should just be a saying.
So I like when this one says, someone left him something. I'm like, they're still alive. You stole that.
You didn't inherit shit.
No, I always use the word inherit.
Yeah. Oh, I inherited this.
Yeah.
They're still kicking. You got to put the pillow over their face a little longer.
Yeah. Until you can inherit.
So being
maybe
that we had
osteopedic,
right? Being that we had plenty of staff in the craft beer tent.
Yes.
I was, you know, the personal concierge to Cat Carlson's Memorial VIP Lounge.
I love it.
In which occasionally accidental beers would end up in my hand. Crafty ones. Natch.
And I love it. She took a selfie. The worst criminal ever. And then I took a selfie.
I did. I was like,
of the
everything
guns I stole.
Yeah. Well, because a friend of mine was supposed to come, like, hang out or whatever. And so I was like, everything I drank, I was like, hey, look what you could be doing. Oh, here's another drink. And then I went to dinner and I was like, oh, look at you.
And my sister got in too late. You were on our list of things to do on Saturday. But
she
sounds
was on
weird.
Everybody's list.
Yeah.
That sounded a little uncomfortable.
It did. But she was abusing herself. So
Right. So then I realized.
Do you need my thermometer. Yes.
Then I realized that, oh crap, I volunteered for a whole nother event. I really better go have some dinner. And
oh, you had two events that day?
I did because
she did.
I did because later that evening was the local Swagger Awards, one of my events.
Oh, yes.
And I was with the lovely and talented Jay Foster, and we were serving all of the vodka.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
To yourselves?
Was it
No, not to ourselves.
All right.
I didn't drink
She
after
was
that.
A fabulous bartender. I was there at the event. She was really, really something else.
I really Good. Tried.
Really made a mean.
Way to flare it up.
I was putting some vodka in those drinks for sure.
Yeah, you were. Because my friend Stephanie, I was like, you ready to go? And she's like, yeah, just hang on. And she took two and shoved them in her infinity scarf. Like this to walk out the door. She was like, "I'm taking some for the road." Cool with that? I'm like, "Do it."
Was it the red thing?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She loved the red things. Yeah.
Good times.
I know. So then, in a complete contrast, today I went to the elementary school and helped them make terrible bread.
Is that where all the terrible bread comes from in the world?
I am a bread maker. Yeah, but apparently at this school in the third grade, like every grade has like its crafty thing that they do around different holidays, and so you know, you show up to the really dirt filled Thanksgiving thing at kindergarten, and I can't remember what the other grades were, but yeah, third grade
they go up to 12 if you check.
I understand. Katie June's in charge of all math. So the third grade, their thing to do to waste time because nobody does anything the day before vacation. So their thing to do is make bread. So like the teachers actually like bring in.
So great.
It's very cute. They bring in like the flour and they have like a whole process so that a whole class can do it.
Okay.
And so, you know, like I do being like super step PTO, whatever, I signed up to help. So we were there and like helping the kids like mix the dough together and knead it and all of the things.
Right.
And
I can't
wait to taste the horrible shit that's going to come out of my oven when we bake it later.
Oh, that's so cool. So each kid got to go home with like a ball
with,
of dough.
With like a little loaf like in an aluminum pan or whatever. Yeah, every kid got to go home in a thing.
Okay, so mom gets to make horrible bread for all their individual children. Bake the bread for, right?
Each mom.
Each mom gets to bake the final product.
You're not baking all these loaves of bread for all these fucking kids.
No, fuck those kids.
All right, yeah, exactly. Thank you.
She likes her own kids.
There's like one kid in the class that I'm like, well, there's two. Because, you know, one of the other kids' mom is like really cool and we like to drink a lot. But so there's two kids that I'm looking out for. But yeah, so that was my day today. I was bread making all day.
That is so fun.
It is so fun. I love helping out.
I know.
There.
Yeah,
and how is the Cat Carlson Star Tour going? Because you have a residency, right?
I do have a residency. I'm now Thursdays and Saturdays at Cobalt.
Yeah?
I've taken over the trivia.
Nicely done.
I ran into the person that you got kicked out of trivia last night? And he said, well, I did my best. He said, how?
And Kat? He sure did.
And I said, well, Kat, sure I said, did. It started out a lie. I said, she'll build that night. And he goes, oh, I know she will. She's fantastic. I just couldn't build it. I'm like, well, because you don't have the star power.
Right.
You need the star power.
Exactly.
That's what you need. What, you can't, like, you need all of us in this room, we know
so
how to
now,
build nights.
He's feeling so much better about himself. You know? Yeah. He's like, well, wait a minute. Oh, I'm shit. That's what it is.
Oh,
like,
I didn't tell him that. I didn't tell him that.
Oh, no. I thought you said that. I thought,
those comments to him on air so the public can hear
totally.
It.
I firmly believe that the first step towards celebrity is to just self-proclaim yourself a celebrity.
Sure. Yeah. Barbara Seville did it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great. And keeps doing it.
And actually, Cozy is just giving some props to the Sway Event Swagger Awards, which I just want to
totally
go back, was a really good
It was a really
event.
Cool event.
Are you saying that because you won an award?
I did, actually.
You did?
Win an award. I'm sorry, did I bring that back around to me?
Did you forget to mention that?
I did.
Leave it on me for a second, because the first thing I do when I walk in... No. Leave it on me for a second, because I walk in to like do the bartender gig at the Swagger Awards, and I look up at the window, and there's
directly behind you.
This bitch like staring down at me. I'm like, what?
On a chair.
Go ahead, talk about your award. Go.
No, it was actually
Where's
really
your
cool.
Award?
It's at my home.
Why isn't
it's
it?
It's literally up on a wall. So thank you so much, Gary and Cozy.
Because it had nothing to do with this show, so she's going to keep it at home.
Yeah, I just figured that she would bring it with
my
her.
Wall. Although it really felt great, and I'm still a little bit surprised that I like got something, because the other people in the room are like actually making things or like own shops or are doing actual stuff. And,
and what's your award for?
The Fabulous Philanthropist.
No.
Yeah, which so I all feel good about.
So all of a sudden you got money. Well, what's new?
No, I definitely...
She's handing out and getting other people.
It's definitely blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got no money to give out.
Sure.
I just took $3 from Kat for my next fertility treatment.
And it's in
my bra. Yeah. So
and,
I got
I mean,
nothing.
That's a good place to put it.
Yeah.
I'm excited for those $3. I'm not going to lie.
They're doing well in there.
Good, good.
She'll
anyway,
give you five to get those three back later.
Just a
tonight.
Big thank you to Sway Events and to our fabulous bartender of the night. It was very fun.
Who got everybody wasted, apparently.
Everybody, yeah.
I wish I'd have been there.
People were shit-faced. I wasn't.
No, wait, because half of them had been at Cook Phoenix earlier, yeah. So I started with them.
So you started there.
Yeah, well done. I started helping them drink.
Didn't I see you at the tent?
This
at the
is
memorial
what I'm
tent? I'm sure. They got the swagger where they're all, like, loaded.
Exactly.
You're the same. There's a guy that looks just like you at the tent.
About this time next year, look for Cook Phoenix and the Kat Carlson Memorial VIP.
I think that's fantastic.
They better have, like, an actual sign printed.
Oh, no, we're going to.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a documentary about it. And,
oh,
and,
yeah.
And,
I like
and
it.
Chesworth is going to film it.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a
the
thing.
Memorial.
It's going to, like, fantastic. Promote the shit out of that event.
Fuck yeah, it is. Yeah.
Star power!
See, that's it.
It's good stuff.
Across the table, Marty Ryer, ladies and gentlemen.
Compared to these two, Jesus.
No, I got nothing. I mean, I live here, and I walk from that room to here. That's my excitement of my week right here.
I think I'm pretty cool, but that's about it.
Now, what's this I hear about you trying to get a bedroom painted or some room painted?
Oh, yeah. You know, I love my girlfriend. Yeah, I've actually been wanting to paint the bedroom. I got a lot of shit out of there.
Okay.
And I'm ready to...
Well, moving shit is half the battle when it comes to painting.
Oh, not just that, but I mean, like, I cleared the big, heavy furniture kind of stuff out of there.
Okay.
Really went to a lot less... downsized.
Okay.
And so now I'm looking at colors. I've never done anything like that. So I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
What color is your bedroom now?
White.
Just a regular white? Okay. Just a white. So you think, do you have any ideas of where you're going?
Every single time I think about painting, I get really, really stressed out. And then I think about your mom.
Why?
Saying like, oh, it was Thursday morning, so I just got up and painted the whole house.
It's so easy to paint.
And then I went back. No. Not when you have OCD.
Yeah, it's anxiety.
I have OCD.
I'm telling you.
Not as bad as you. I'll give you up for good.
And like, if it's just like, oh, just paint the walls. Oh, I'm fine with that. Slap that shit on there.
You know what my favorite part is? My favorite part's cutting it in. Edging. Yeah. That's my favorite part.
Yeah, that's the part that takes me, maybe give or take 14 years. I mean, because I'm like, oh, that's crooked.
Kelly and I legitimately almost broke up early in our relationship when we decided to paint a bathroom. Like, it almost ended. And so I woke up one Saturday morning and I woke up and it was like, you know, we were like still like partying at that point. And I woke up at like 9 and she's out of the bedroom. And I'm like, what the hell? And I go back in and she has finished the bathroom. She's just taken it upon herself to wake up early. And she's like, I just wanted to salvage this. No, so I went ahead and salvaged this.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it was good.
No.
So
you need to open the cranberry juice because I can't find your can opener. Good luck.
Good luck. I just overthink the shit out of it. So, yeah, I would like to do that.
But wait, so what color are you thinking?
Like, I want to do kind of sage lavender-y kind of stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
Calming, they say.
Okay, one's green, one's purple.
No, I know.
Okay.
No, but like a couple of colors, like an colors. Accent.
I always want to chat with lesbians to make sure they understand the colors.
Stop yourself.
He's still real neat.
He's a little bitter for being outnumbered is the problem.
What do you mean?
Yes, that's nice, ladies. We're in the...
There are four girls and one boy.
That's actually a pretty true statement.
Duh. Right. Yeah, he's like head girl.
Oh, you're bringing the wine back?
I was being nice. And look what I
did. No. I was talking about Clayton.
Wait a minute.
Good. No, I wasn't.
All right, Wait a minute.
Need to test the temperature on...
Yeah, where's the thermometer?
Because it specifically tells you the temperature it needs to be.
38 to 41.
This is fucking science, people.
Work that shit out.
You're at... dropping. And we're dropping.
Perfect. Yes, I'll take it. It's perfect for my white wine.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Sold at 54.9.
Thank you.
And I have discovered actually since I've started drinking white wine that I can actually drink an entire bottle without being like profusely hungover in the morning.
Welcome to the show with Clayton McKee, where I drink a bottle of wine. 44.5.
Yeah. Is it rising? Yeah. Because this is why I'm drinking white wine now. It's like why I'm doing it. Red wine, two glasses, done.
All right.
It's coming with age, people. I'm getting older. I can feel it.
You too. I'm getting older. Fuck up.
All right. Are you ready? Feel it. Do I have to open this too?
I mean, yes.
Is it right?
41.4.
It's a little high. It's a little high. 38 to 41.
I think we may be
perfect at the pour.
38 to 41.
Thermometer to check temperatures of beverages.
All right, what the fuck is this?
Oh, that's what is
it's
that?
It's beer. All right, I'll stop. Yeah, judging the lesbania.
It's not.
Oh, it's got a cork.
Yeah, see?
What? This is like your vagina. Nobody's getting in.
You're a pussy.
I protected that shit for years.
And it shows.
Well... Which is fine.
Wow.
Riveting radio.
Which is fine.
Okay. So you picked your colors.
Oh, we're still on that topic?
Well, what else is going on? No, I'm just saying what else is happening with you?
It's a lesbian topic.
Well,
you get four fags involved. They've picked the color, the trim, and what tapestry is going with the goddamn thing. Lesbian is still trying to figure out how to get a brush.
You're in a wine glass, even though they just pop like my pussy.
Well,
it's carbonated.
I like it. Thank you. What else is going on? We went out Saturday night, had a lovely time. We went to Kobe. It's for teppanyaki.
The guy
was fucking hysterical. The chef guy, he is back there. All of a sudden, this white guy walks out and he starts going on that, like, oh, hello. I know how to do it. Doesn't matter. Forget it. I'm done. I'm like, we need this guy on the show.
Unnecessary racial.
Exactly. Yeah. Intentional racism. Yeah. Like, I wanted my bell. And then he looked up and he goes, I know. He kept referring to being white. And I looked up. I'm like, it's okay, Vanilla Rice. Whatever. And oh, my God. It was fucking hysterical.
So they, like, put on a whole show
It was so much fun. Like, he was having so much fun. I don't think he realized that he forgot to make a couple of things. Brenda and Robin had their food. And they're like, can I have that, please? Yeah. And
mommy but, hungry.
Yeah, right.
Mommy likey.
He looks up and made some comment, and then he went to spray sake in my mouth. I had never.
Oh my god, that sounds so sexual.
All of a sudden, he said, "Yeah, hello." So he's
now, did he star in the Cosby Show or
stop?
Too soon?
No,
not ever. I don't think. So
it's funny that's the light story this week.
Yeah, I know, right? That's nothing. So anyway, we went there and then we ended up at Apollo's singing karaoke. We had not been to Apollo's in a very long time.
Gosh, yeah, I haven't either. But like,
I was just there last time. I hadn't been there in months. It seems like
very fun.
Yeah,
yeah, it was really nice to see Ron walked in. Ron was there, and that was cool. And yeah, so
Richard Lesbian also never says tapestry.
That's not true. Because we're talking about Carol King and every good lesbian
I was going to be funny, and then you stole my joke because I can't type that fast.
See?
Damn it.
Oh, were you going to do a little tapestry?
A Carol King album?
God.
Jeez.
Fucking lesbians.
Oh, well, we ruin everything for you, don't we? Just
You really? Yeah, I was gonna wear pants, but then I found out lesbians already do it, and I'm like, oh, damn it, fuck it right in the ass.
And then you found out they don't like
lesbians. No,
virgin territory.
Yeah, exactly. That this door is closed. There's a mine I shan't be inspecting.
No looting not from
mine.
This hole.
Not mine.
I did not get elected. I'm very sad.
Yours.
Hey, you're
next year. Next year.
You are our mine inspector.
A couple years.
Regardless. Yeah. You're the mine inspector of Two Talk America. That's right. My God.
First time I go into a mine, I'm calling you. Yeah. Cat, go first.
Inspect this.
I can look at shit.
Check that shit.
We're going to call you Canary.
Yeah.
Float you in.
Whoever comes back first, you were the Canary. Yeah, well. Then I'll go.
Who's the faster runner?
All right, is it my turn?
They like me. They really like me.
I've been so busy.
Al Perkins, what have you been up to? I know.
I prepared an entire meal.
Sis is in town.
Oh, my sister's in town, so we went to...
And at 7:50, she's already asleep.
Oso, is that what it's called?
Oso. Yes, so great.
She is very late.
Did you enjoy the patio?
Last night at 5 to 7, she's like, I know it's early, but I'm going to bed. I'm like, I hope no one's like... What, are we going to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning? Like, what's the plan here?
You're on vacation. Live a little.
See midnight, like, straight up awake? No, it was crazy. She's probably listening now. She just doesn't do the chat room. But so she's intense. We did also, yes, the patio there. I've never eaten inside.
So
the patio
great.
Was so lovely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we took a kind stroll down the Grand Canal.
Oh, that's
the
nice.
The Grand Canal.
It's very beautiful. I don't know, but it's not beautiful.
No, it's not. And they didn't even bother to pave that
shit. It's a Dion Brown reference. Dion Brown reference.
And they put it on, when you do, I want to bike to this location instead of walk or drive, they make you get on that motherfucker. It's
yeah,
not
you
paved.
Do. No.
What am I,
you
off-roading?
Can't bike with a... It's not like you... Yeah, you can't do
I'm a
like
lady.
A road
That's what
bike.
I want to type in there is the first thing. I want to get there and I'm a lady.
Like a lady.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to arrive there the same way I left. As a lady.
I'm totally Googling that. Wait.
Which part?
Directions to...
Oh.
As a lady.
As a lady. How would a lady get there?
I want to ride the Grand Canal like a lady.
Side saddle.
How...
But I have to tell you, I do not recommend the drive because it's just ridiculous. Mm. But the Arizona Wilderness Brewing Company out in Gilbert.
Okay.
Christ.
In case we ever do a show live from that godforsaken location.
Why would we
not?
Do that?
Nope.
No, someone recommended it to me, and they made it sound like it was Tempe.
I feel like most of them.
But it's right on the border of Mesa and Gilbert.
That's horrible.
You're not really, really all the way in Gilbert. You just got like 1 foot in.
It's just still horrible.
But the beer and the food was amazing. And we went for lunch, so like we didn't catch traffic.
I saw you check in. I'm like, is this really your phone? Did somebody steal it?
No, and it was, the food was delicious. And actually, I had some granola beer everything's made there. They don't have like every IPA from like the whole fucking universe. They only have the 10 beers that they make there. And then they might have other liquors, but they don't even put it on the menu. They have like iced tea, water, and then 10 beers. So
okay.
Make your choices.
Yeah, interesting.
But they had
That's
brisket
fun.
And Choose pulled wisely. Pork and they had. And
I love brewery food.
Yeah,
it's always good.
It was very good. And Oso's food was very good. So
fat free.
I'm all about it. And I found a beer I liked in both places. Gluten-free. I really was not. Oh, there's nothing gluten free about what I ate today. We had a plate of fucking pretzels that pretty much said, yeah, I'm gluten full.
Gluten on a plate. I'll take the gluten.
With beer
and
cheese,
a glass of gluten.
Which I think is for people that have low cholesterol. Beer cheese will fix that.
Tomo is asking if you're using note cards to get through the show.
What is called the dude a tapioca bubble mean? Because that's funny.
I know. That's what I was
Well,
wondering.
Google that. Katie, Google tapioca bubble.
Done. Google.
That's fun. So we have a note here.
We received a gift from the Canadian.
To Al, Clayton, Marnie, Katie, Kat, and Buddy, and to all my friends who make me look forward to something besides the... I don't understand that word. The weekend. Oh, look for...
The weekend. We've all used it.
But she spelled it WKND. So
it's an abbreviation. Give that to me.
Totes a brief.
I thought it said uncle, and I'm like, I don't know why you're looking forward to your uncle, but maybe we'll talk about that
Show
later.
Me on the doll. Yeah. Show me on the doll.
Show me on the doll why you look forward to your uncle. But it says weekend. Okay. But can you almost get uncle out of that?
No.
Maybe show from here?
Show me on the
Maybe.
Doll
why you look forward to your uncle.
Oh, you've been gone for 13 weeks.
You haven't gone too long. If we could show you on the doll how to get pregnant, we'd do that. Lay down. Let somebody fuck you. We'll figure this out. Pay me $50,000.
Show me on the doll. I don't think it has to be that way.
It's a tough room.
Read the rest of the cue card.
I laugh for 3 hours straight. So she has a problem. Enjoy the holidays and cheers. Dawn Skull Cannon. And she said
Dawn in Washington.
Oh, yay, Dawn.
I know. Hell's Notes card. And Margaret is creating papers or writing a dissertation on all the things she hopes to say if nobody ever interrupts her.
Margaret, you're now Houlihan for us. You're Margaret Houlihan.
What up, Hot Lips?
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah, right. Oh my God, that's fucking hysterical.
Totes of Briebs. Anyways, so there's
well done, well done.
There's more.
Totes of Briebs. Totes of pretty sure the Dick Fillet guy wouldn't take it.
Now I gotta tell you.
She's been listening.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, that's good.
Bag and nope. Bag, oh, nope. I want you to get rid of the F and give me a Lando Lace. But I always call him a chicken fucker, but I think Dick Filet is pretty good.
Oh, God, yeah,
I think it's pretty funny. Like
so these are your desserts. This is a Canadian treat. And when the box came, my sister was so excited. She's like, those are from Canada.
Oh, thanks,
Don. No. So Don sent them to us as a little treat.
No, they're called a Nestle Coffee Crisp, and apparently they've been around for 75 years. They are a Canadian original, according to the wrapper.
It is.
Now, I've never heard of it. Is there? Is what?
Are there minerals and vitamins in here?
Yes. No, that's not what I was going to ask.
No, gluten-free.
There's vitriols and minimums.
Now, I just want to tell you that I know you want to ask that whole question, but I know what you're going to say. What? And I don't know what the American equivalent of this is.
That's the question. See, does anybody
I'm
know?
Part psychic. But I also don't.
It feels like it's a nutty bar.
Nutty bar.
That's
what I was going
to
say.
But to be honest with you, I don't remember. It's been so long since I've had one of these. But
what do you think, Kat?
It's coffee, Chris.
Our mine inspector is going to check it.
She's going in first.
The lesbian is the first one to bite into the Yukon bar. Klondike, if you will.
What do you think, Kat?
What would you do?
Delicious.
Coffee, Chris.
Yeah? What would you do for a coffee crisp? The jingle's a little shitty.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What would you do for a Klondike crisp?
I'm in.
You
have to wait. Hey, Al, asking you shall receive.
Yeah. They're bag o' nope. Better. Nice. Better. Fucking good. What Don says. These are fucking good.
All right.
These are into the coffee crisp.
Now, I'm going to save mine until after dinner because we've got a whole...
And dinner is ready.
Right.
Anybody wants food?
I'm eating it now.
Go get it.
It's like a... Like a chocolate covered espresso bean or something. Oh. I'm in wafer form.
I want to rub this on parts of me and lure myself there.
Well, I say a big collective.
On the doll. Show me on the doll where you want
to
rub this.
A big collective thank you to Dawn and Wash for sending us this. Thank you, Dawn.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank and actually,
you,
officially, if I'm not mistaken, this is the
Thanksgiving in this Canada.
This is the first food item that we've ever been sent from around the world, though Canada's not very fucking far away.
Hey,
but it's a lovely.
Far
oh my God,
here.
People should start sending us
Tomo,
food items.
Tomo should find a candy. Now, we've offered to send Tomo, and he has not shown up with an address.
He's afraid that you're going to just show up.
No, I'm not going to. Well, actually, sometime in 2015, I have to go to New Zealand. To. In fact, I just renewed my passport with the picture of this with this beard. I figured if I'm going to look like a terrorist, go now.
I saw it, yeah.
So, anyway.
Go big or go home.
So, what's wrong with you?
If Tomo would like to send us candy, like a favorite candy of his from New Zealand. That might be cool.
Yeah, or the Netherlands, whatever you're pushing over there.
Candies from around the world could all come in and we could enjoy them.
Parenthetically, we'll eat anything.
Parenthetically?
No, we'll just eat anything.
But I have to tell you, I have not had these in probably like 35 years.
But you remember them.
Oh, once I had it in my mouth, I was like, I've tasted this before.
Oh, yes,
that's what you said.
So are we still talking about a coffee crisp?
Yeah. Okay. I remember licking this doll before.
Show me where I felt good on that bar.
Everywhere. Here and here and here and here.
But you know what the other problem is I don't know if people, if longtime listeners realize this, that I didn't drink coffee ever until I moved to Arizona. I was 19 years old. And I had an early morning day shift that everyone that worked with me was like, let's get you caffeine. Have you ever had that? And I was like, why? And they're like, because you're a raging bitch.
Oh, it's like the Snickers commercial where it's honest all of a sudden you're Liza Minnelli. And all, you eat a Snickers and you're nice.
But see, he starts out as Liza Minnelli and then we...
And we get this.
And they put, it was a coffee with two sweetened lows and creamer in it. So it was just cancer on a stick.
Yeah.
Oh, but I was like, that's drinkable. And oh my God, what a happy feeling I had when I finished it. And that's why I can't get rid of the sweetened low because it wasn't the coffee I wanted.
It was that
shitty.
Right. I hate.
No, not aspartame. This is straight up saccharin.
No, I don't understand.
And this is back in the days.
You come from a family that had that big fucking coffee maker of the whole world.
And I was the only,
how
I
did you
not,
escape
but
that?
But remember, I was such a picky eater back then.
Your neurosis of their whatever
the hell. Now Bag of Nope has to know, I drink a black. You know what I mean?
Drink.
He also likes one black guys.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes they don't even have to have two arms.
Nope, one arm. Nope. Can't do a push-up.
Nope.
But he can clap with his elbow, you motherfuckers.
Like Celine Dion.
He finds a way. He finds a way.
Nathan, if you ever listen to the show, I am so sorry to abuse.
Can I give you really quickly the most delicious coffee? If you happen to be in the Bay Area, Los Angeles, or any of the boroughs in New York City, Blue Bottle Coffee. I was in San Francisco. If you've tasted Blue Bottle, it's my endorsement for the night. Blue Bottle Coffee, ladies and gentlemen. There you
I'm
have
in.
It.
I'm in.
It's really
She comes back from a 12 to 13 week hiatus and she's plugging shit on the coast.
I feel
like there's a playola going on here that we may or may not have to investigate.
Pineapple lumps and peanut slabs. I feel like that's part of some kind of an autopsy.
I feel like that's my drag name.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yes.
Pineapple lumps, ladies and gentlemen.
And peanut slabs coming up to the stage next.
Oh, there's so many things going on. We haven't even got to headlines yet. Can you believe it?
I don't know where you're from, so you can pretend you're British for the whole
thank God we did those clocks, huh, Kat? Yeah, we'll figure that out later.
Thank God we did those clocks.
There's so much more to come. It's 8 o'clock, beginning of hour 2. Al's going to give us our drinking word. We're going to eat our little bit of dinner we got because it's a pre-Thanksgiving.
There's a lot of fucking dinner.
And we got headlines, so stay with us. We'll be back right here on Q-Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show on Q-Talk America. This is Q-Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Holy cowasauruses. Good evening, everybody. It is 8:01 on the old atomic clock on the wall. This is The Show. It's Q-Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee, and right now, out of Studio C is Katie June, who has returned from her hiatus from being out. Marnie Ryle, there's Marnie. Al Perkins, they're in the kitchen right now serving up food because
we're here to pay attention to what you did this week. Yeah.
You are full of shit.
I know, but hey, we played it off.
Yeah, you did.
No, we mean it.
Well, right. Anyway.
Continuing with our hour and a half long catch-up session.
Yeah, which is supposed to be 45 minutes, which we decided. Kat and I redid all the pie charts.
We did.
It was never going to work tonight.
No, we knew that.
We knew
that's
that,
why I didn't give them to you, because I knew better.
I think I prepared like one story. So
but I will go with Star Jones. That pie will be delicious.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
No, but I'm going to print them out for you, so don't worry about that shit.
That says ketchup. Yep. Oh, ketchup.
See?
Yeah. Uncle.
Hello.
It goes along with uncle, so careful with that.
That says hardware.
Yep.
Entrapment.
Yep.
No, politics.
No.
Other shit.
You don't get it.
Oh, other shit. You got right.
Yeah, thoughtful. Okay, I gotcha.
See? Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Board.
There's our pie chart.
As long as we ignore the left side, I think the right side's going really well.
Good work.
Anywho, it's our Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and as we've done for the past year, because it's an annual thing now, since last year.
Since
we have a kitchen now.
And Dawn's got to remind me to bring these back for my sister, because her eyes lit up when she saw this shit, and I wouldn't let her have one.
Oh.
Well, take her one, for sure.
So you got to remind me to be thoughtful and bring something back.
We have food in the kitchen we've all got to go get. We're drinking. We have so much to cover. Katie June is back. We've been catching up with her. It's a five-person show. If you're looking at the camera shot and realizing what the fuck is going on, we're trying to fit as much crap on this table as we possibly can, and we're succeeding. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go in.
Half of us are going to be pilgrims. We might need
a second story.
Yeah.
Well, at some point we're going to catch up with other stuff, but at this point.
Well, what did you do this? Oh no, you want a drinking word?
We have rules.
Right. It's a good one this week.
Well, good. I'm happy to hear it. Here we go with our drinking word and our disclaimer. We'll give it to Al Perkins in a pre-recorded thing we did 2 years ago.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Our drinking word, this, it's really a phrase, I think.
Oh, a phrase.
I love the phrase. Shut up, it's my turn.
Oh. Someone, what's the drinking word?
Someone alert Uber.
Just curious.
Shut up, it's my turn.
Because I figured that'd be a great name for this episode, or whatever we call it.
That's nice.
Call it, I'll write it down right now.
I like it.
Shut up, it's Al's turn.
Oh, there you go.
There it is. I like that better.
Show number 191. Yeah. Shut up, it's Al's
That's
turn.
That's what we all will be saying. You know, like if we look at Cat, we'll be like, shut up, it's Al's turn.
That's just friendly.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, what is,
no.
I haven't got to enjoy whatever
oh my God, this is so good. Pass this to Courtney.
What is this?
I know it's that I can make it better.
Salted, caramelly, nutty, something.
Something about salted nuts, and I'm already on board.
Salted nut roll.
Oh.
Homemade.
Okay, I sent two of you to the kitchen to make a plate, and no one came back with food.
Katie's still in there.
I was hoping her getting her bitches food together. And
Katie, chatting. You're not. By the way, Katie, you're not eating for two. Calm down.
Oh, wow.
Programming note.
Do you like how I'm offended when he says shit?
But I know. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm pretty sure the National Organization of Women and anyone with a pulse should be annoyed with me or offended.
It's fine. In a fun programming note, I'm loving the chat room up there where we can all see it.
Yeah, I know, do too. That's fun.
Because this is hilarious.
I like that where we can all see it. Shut up, it's my turn. I can't see it.
I know.
Shut up, you don't have to see
it. I'm with you. I'm like,
so wait, you want another monitor over there, fucktard?
Yes. Well, no, right here.
I can do it. We can do it.
Right back there.
We can what in the hell happened?
All of that.
Guys, this is like excuse the me. Best looking plate.
Wait, I'm gonna go make a plate. Right. You just got,
excuse me. Oh, sorry. No. Sorry.
Oh,
excuse
it's
me.
It's the
bubble wrap. I almost said blow pops.
It's not blow pops. It's bubble wrap.
Have you tried one yet? Do you like
holy
that kind of stuff?
Fuck me. Those are delicious.
Oh, they're so fucking good.
Shut up. It's my turn.
Shut up.
These are mine. So I'm going to tell you what Clayton did this week. Okay. He came to my house for dinner, and then he went to work, and he has a really well-lit bicycle.
That's so nice.
I think he saw his mom at some point, because I remember him saying he was coming back from his mom's house, right?
He had to clean her carpets and mow the yard.
Yes, getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Shut up, it's Al's turn.
He mowed her yard, and he vacuumed her lawn, and it went really well. I don't know what any of those things mean.
Yeah, it sounds delightful.
It sounds legit.
Oh,
I mean,
and then he found out that things in his kitchen heat and cool things.
Oh,
what?
I know.
No, I knew that. I just wanted
to money. Shut up.
Can anyone hear him from the other room? Because that's hilarious.
Oh, because if it was for one of us, he wasn't going to eat it.
Like
that better
corn?
Be from you.
Yeah.
All right.
Corn's good stuff.
Go make yourself a plate.
It tastes like a all big right bowl of butter.
What are you going to... Shut up, it's my turn. What are you going to talk about when I'm gone?
I'm just going to talk.
All right.
So here's the problem.
No, legit.
I don't know if somebody's just saying, shut up, it's my turn, and I'm going to say something. Yeah.
No, it just means I want to drink.
I'm so confused. So
shut up, it's my turn. No, I will definitely say something after I say shut up, it's my turn.
I think it would be very... I think that would be hysterical.
Hey, guys, shut up, it's my turn.
Crickets.
Well, no, because we all got a drink.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Oh, okay, so I'll just tell you about a local special. Any of you drinking locally, or if you have a fries... They have wine on special for $8.88 a bottle. Kroger.
Nice.
And I'm talking like good shit, like Ménage à Trois, Apothecary, the one that Ernie likes.
Yeah, she likes Apothecary.
$8.88 a bottle. Kendall Jackson Reserve Chardonnay, which I used to scorn and make fun of. Yeah. Now I drink it like it's coming out of a nipple.
Nice.
Because you know why? It's $8.88.
I actually just bought her, I think, 3 new bottles of wine. I wonder if she's still listening. We'll see.
I just want to tell you that $8.88, that's a deal.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
You get like five.
I was a Total Wine.
I love Total Wine, by the way.
And they were lovely because my new thing is a Fumé Blanc.
Ooh. Oh, yes, very nice. You're graduating to grown up wine.
Fancy. I know.
Fumé Blanc's not sweet at all.
I know, and I like it.
I feel like we're on a cooking show.
I have two different Fumé Blancs at home. Ooh. Thank you. And the woman got me to buy a Chenin Blanc. I've never
Shut
had one.
The fuck up.
I love
Did you drink
Chenin
it yet?
Blanc. No, I just got it at 4:00.
That's a very dry wine.
I'm not Katie June.
Drink it in
that
one sitting.
That would have been really funny if everybody had been in here.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I'm very drink excited it in one sitting. That's right. I almost want a camera on you while you enjoy that.
You'll probably have one on Friday.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because that's what it... I was like, well, we'll try that. And I got some reds and I got some whites.
Marn, this corn... Shut up, it's my turn. It's fucking amazing.
okay.
I have enough wine for this drinking word. I hope that shitty bottle of cupcake wine is still in there for me to throw up back into when I'm done.
I like it.
Shut up, it's my turn.
Okay,
that wine's drinkable.
Good. Let me just tell you that this is the best idea we ever have
ever.
On a show.
Literally ever.
This is the best.
And I like thank God for this holiday. I like just eating.
I know.
The turkey and stuffing part literally cost $9. The turkey was $5.99. The stuffing was $1. It was like $75 a box. $75. $75. That box stuffing.
Shut up. It's my turn. It was cheaper than that.
Possibly. Maybe 100 times. That's my
math. Oh, my God.
That was my bad.
Oh, we didn't tell everybody. Shut up. It's my
She's
turn.
She's in charge of math.
Katie learned math while she was away.
Well, we're not seeing sure how that's going to happen.
Although, I can't remember exactly in which capacity I've used it since I've been back.
Was it Common Core math?
But I did. No, that no. Shit. No. I hope they get rid of Common Core, though, before Palmer's in school, only because I don't understand it.
Yeah. I can't do my child's homework.
I need it to be gone before I have
I've tried to mention that to Aaron. I'm like, I don't get it.
I don't either.
I have to say, this looks like a $9.99 to $11.99 buffet plate.
These are good looking plates coming out. At the very least.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I piled this shit up. I was just telling Clayton, I fed the kids leftover Chinese food so that I could come hungry.
It's good to come hungry.
It's good work.
Hashtag parenting. Yeah.
Good parenting.
Hashtag, awesome parenting.
Yeah. It's
my what did I miss?
And I'll cry if I want to. What's happening?
Who missed what?
I don't know. I'm reading the chat room.
Oh.
I'm in love with this new format.
Dawn.
Me too. I don't know, but did we... Clayton, did we get
your
week?
We're making her hungry.
Hey, I was actually typing the drinking word so I could put it up. So the drinking phrase, for those of you who are... It's, shut up, it's my turn. Which I think...
Y'all bitch is going to be drunk.
Right? Shut up, it's
gonna
my
be?
Turn. Yeah, we're well on our way. I mean,
I didn't bring enough beer, so I may have to switch to wine.
The wheels are... Hey, there's a Bud Light in there that I brought home the other night.
Well, thank fucking God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is Cozy going to give me a tuna fish sandwich for my birthday?
Oh.
Because if that's it, no Cozy.
I'm not going to say the rest of that sentence.
You just let it go.
Yeah. So not going to say the rest of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, it's my turn.
There's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let it go.
I like that Al's laughing from the kitchen. He's still so happy with his drinking phrase.
I know, yes. He's pleased with himself.
It is good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that's not new. I'm just saying, you know.
It's really hard to want to do a talk radio show when you're eating Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, it really is. But we did it.
And everyone who was listening feels the same way.
Yeah, everybody who's listening is like, fuckers, stop eating and talk about
Norway.
Shit.
Well,
because this is good-ass dinner.
On the audio...
This is a good-ass $9.99 buffet.
On the audio-only feed, we've got like 5 or 6 people from the U.S. and somebody from Norway is still listening.
Hi,
and I'm not sure who all is on the video feed.
Cheers, Norway.
Thank God they're all there.
Mm-hmm. Shut up, it's my turn, out. Norway.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good time.
Who needs a plate?
Good times.
Marn?
I do.
Are you going to go?
Plate.
You
want
to go now?
We'll read your headlines while you fix the
plate. No, we're good.
No, you can read the stories.
No, we're good.
All right.
Oh.
Or do you want to...
No, do it. Hit it.
Go headlines. Go.
Hit it.
Well, hang on. I wasn't quite... We can get there from here. All right. We can do this. We've got it. Here we go. All right. It's 8:12. We've done the drinking word is, shut up, it's my turn. And here we go with headlines. So let's see if we can make this shit happen, because we do it every week, for God's sakes. Oh, turn this up. Here we go. Headlines on Q Talk America, just like you like them. A town opposes Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, they do.
Yep, they did. Complete disrespect.
U.S. company introduces odor-eating toilet seat.
Arrest the arrogant prick.
Tennessee thieves only stealing Crown Royal.
And the seals that want to fuck penguins.
Facebook posts of stolen guns spur an arrest.
And somebody doesn't like Winnie the Pooh in Poland.
Winnie the fucking Pooh. Nothing but a problem there.
I had Pooh, and then you said that.
I was not expecting that, but I didn't get to read my... Hang on.
Sorry.
I have, hang on. Hang on.
Oh,
hang on.
Bother.
Oh.
No
bother. Well, it's not Eeyore, for God's sakes.
Oh my God, I love Eeyore.
Because I want to read the final, final headline that I had here. One stupid.
I'm just
gonna
eat.
Yeah.
You people do your business.
And also, ice skates are okay on a plane, but faint chainsaw needs to stay at home.
I feel like I've read that song before. Did you just play it?
Well, in a story that both of us happen to have.
Well, yeah.
Dateline Warsaw, Poland.
Go eat.
Okay.
Officials in a Polish town have opposed the proposition to name a playground after the beloved character, Winnie the Pooh, due to the bear's unclear... unclear gender and immodest clothing.
I pity the fool that's not in the chat room right now, because that is some funny fucking shit.
By the way, we got this story from our friend.
All right, Pascal.
Pascal Simmons sent
but
us this story.
But seriously, that asshole has no pants. Can we talk about that?
Can we talk about that?
Does that bear shit in the woods?
Bag, oh nope, you are my new best friend. That, the tart pants are completely off.
I can share with you right now. I don't even know why I'm laughing. I just am.
No.
Because that asshole has no pants.
I just want that to be... I want to raise the child at the first words of this. That asshole has no pants. I want a 3-year-old to say that. Mommy, that asshole has no pants.
I think we can make that happen.
Can we talk about that?
How old is Palmer? Let's make this happen.
3. Done.
Videography. Videography. We got this down.
Kelly will stop Katie from ever coming to the show again.
That asshole has no pants.
Well... Continuing on with our pantsless
please
story.
Please do. Yes, please do.
Look how much Katie's missed us.
Oh, my God.
She gets an $11 buffet and an asshole with no pants. That's a smoking fucking deal.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. By the way, for those of you wondering, corn in. The matter about...
Oh, boy.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Roll it up.
The question is, when did I eat corn? Well, now I'm documenting corn in.
I don't usually put a time to it.
Time stamp that.
I can usually go with Tuesday. I ate corn.
Okay. Continuing on with our Winnie the Pooh story. The matter about Winnie the Pooh being the namesake of this park was in a closed-door meeting weeks ago in the central Polish town of Tutzen, but didn't get much media attention in Poland until just recent days. Voice recordings of the meeting were leaked to the media, in which officials complained that Pooh Bear was immodestly dressed and also lacks a clear gender. In fact, one of them called Winnie a hermaphrodite.
Now, if Winnie the Pooh had a big bear cock hanging down, it'd be like, well, now it's clear.
No.
Let's name the park. Let's vote.
Let's name the park.
Somebody touch him down there and see it get hard. Is it a clit or a cock? Whoa,
show me on the poo where he touched you.
Show me. Show me on the poo. No, just show me on the poo.
Show me on the poo.
Touch your poo.
Touch your poo and tell me why you like your uncle so much.
Well, some of the...
No, someone has to talk, please. Someone.
So,
shut up, it's my turn.
Some said that the fully...
I'm done, I'm retired. Show me on the poo butt you like your uncle so much. That's your greatest moment. That is...
Welcome back, Katie.
Oh, my God.
When I'm speaking at your memorial service... I'm going to talk Palmer about the beautiful like, time.
Hey, if we're ever at the Katie June Memorial Craft Beer Tent, we will.
I'm going to touch the toe and tell you why I like my uncle.
Oh. Can we hold the ceremony at the Bear Cock Memorial VIP?
All I can think of, thank God this show is free.
And next week it'll be live.
Are you sure?
Allegedly.
Now, some in the meeting in Poland said that the fully clothed Polish cartoon bear named Uzatak would be a much better choice.
It's a racist thing.
Now, one of the Pooh Bear opponents named Richard Cheatsy told a newspaper that he had been joking at the end of the discussion on the playground that had gone much too long. But to
I'm almost thinking.
I'm not going to eat because I'm not going to choke.
Shut up, it's my turn. I'm almost thinking, post-fertility bad news, we might be good for you.
I think so.
After a somber day.
Oh, boy.
I can show you on the poo where you're going to feel better.
Or your uncle can.
All right, we toss it over to Marnie Ryan. If that is your name.
I forget what a good audience you are.
Allegedly.
This one has a stone face when I talk. She's always mad, but you laugh. You are my favorite.
Shut up, it's Al's turn.
Oh boy.
Well,
top that, bitch.
I wanna arrest that arrogant brick. Tiny 83-year-old Ida Stanley was taken into police custody earlier today after she attempted to handcuff and haul away Senator Ted Cruz for crimes against sanity. Rafael Edward Cruz, I hereby arrest you for being an arrogant, egotistical asshole. Mrs. Stanley shouted in front of the media cameras as she approached the junior senator from Texas outside of one of his homes. He seemed startled and immediately ducked and hid behind a nearby oak tree. You have the right to remain silent, she said, and wouldn't that be a nice change? Mrs. Stanley. Security officers forced the grandmother of four to the ground and disarmed her of the toy plastic Batman handcuffs she had in her hand. You have the right not to flap your gums, to cease and desist with cheesy grins, Mrs. Stanley kept shouting, despite being restrained with her arms pinned behind her back.
Is this the Onion or is this a real story?
If you can't afford a lawyer, one will be appointed for you. But I think the $1.3 million you got from Comcast to neuter the internet should cover those costs easily. Immediately after Mrs. Stanley was neutralized by at times up to six plainclothes security agents, they placed her in the backseat of a cruiser where she smiled and made a peace sign through the wire-meshed window.
How old is she?
83.
Is this for real?
Capitol Police, almost done. Capitol Police Public Safety Officer Cliff Walls later told the Washington Post that Mrs. Stanley would not face charges of domestic terrorism and endangering a public figure, and she was being released to the care of her granddaughter to grandchildren. I can confirm that Senator Ted Cruz has applied for a 500-yard restraining order and has requested Mrs. Stanley undergo a background check and be banned from processing weapons. Ted Cruz says, Mrs. Stanley reminds me of my Nana. Comcast has reportedly cut Mrs. Stanley off from cable and internet services. And honestly, I did not. I was going to look it up, but it's hysterical. And I have never heard of the
Lapine.
I love her little picture.
I know it. Isn't that hysterical?
I think I just burped into the microphone for a real high point of broadcasting.
Shut up, it's my turn.
I know. It's like,
well, listen back.
That's like Larry King level.
You'll listen back later. You'll find it out.
Oh, my God. Did you get the story that I linked you to with all the bodies hauled out of Lake Wobegon?
Oh, my God. I love Lake Wobegon.
I did see that, but I didn't. It's not on my list. But I did see
it. Those stories from Lake Wobegon.
When it said people listen to him tell the story and willfully run to the lake and throw themselves in the water.
But they can't find the arms that were, for some reason, cut off. Oh, my God. It's from The Onion today.
I enjoy it. But I enjoy that entire show. I enjoy the whole thing.
I love
thing.
The part where they get their arms cut off and they get thrown in the lake.
That's not part of the show.
Shut up. It's my turn.
All right. Well, keeping it in close to home, let's go over to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Where do you live? Where did I ride my bike to? I'm close to Milwaukee.
It's a long and winding road. Put down that aerosol spray can. You don't need it anymore. The Kohler Company is introducing a deodorizing toilet seat that it says eliminates embarrassing bathroom smells, and there's no need for sprays to cover them up any longer. A battery-operated seat includes a fan that sucks air in, pushing it through an odor-eating carbon filter and over an optional scent pack that you can have added. Product manager Jerry...
New car.
Jerry Bofer...
Jerry likes my corn.
Corn in. Jerry Bofer says the idea...
I do not want a text message tomorrow that says corn out. Just heads up.
Jerry Bofer says the idea of the toilet seat is
to
attack the smells where the action is. The seat costs about $90 and is part of a high-tech trend that includes heated seats and seats with nightlights. Kohler isn't the first to sell a smell-free seat. Brondel introduced one back in 2006, but it took off, but it was taken off the market about 3 years ago because the demand wasn't strong at all.
The company, was, not the demand.
The company now includes a feature, the feature in its more expensive bidet seats.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
I would like to have a nice little
what
breeze,
better
though?
With a burst of hot water up your ass than a little breeze to dry it off?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Fanning. Well, we should talk about seal reel killers.
Uh-oh.
Is that punny, Al? Shut up! It's my turn! Scientists are documenting wildlife in the sub-Antarctic, and they're shocked because they are witnessing multiple incidents in which fur seals are sexually harassing penguins.
Come on.
I swear to God, it's right here in writing.
Say it ain't so.
Hashtag the struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
The fur seals.
Must see Thursdays.
$99.95.
Cosby was a seal.
Serves four.
Sauce on the side.
That's what he said.
I think an odd ground potato and shut up my nose.
When will you be sure?
Corn out. Asshole.
Nope. Nope.
Show me on the dump.
Nope.
Show me on the poop. Show me on the poop where you made the corn.
Well, it's visible.
With your uncle.
On the weekend.
Can't you tell?
That just isn't never going to not be funny.
I bet a lot of listeners are wishing it wasn't. Right. Hey, was there gravy?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed
God
it.
God damn it. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Shut up. Hey, it's the only thing that's really hot in that kitchen. Until you
unless
get
you were there. I like it. So the fur seals of Marion Island, they often hunt the king penguins for food. But here is what they saw.
They uh-oh fucked it instead.
All four known sexual incidents followed a common pattern. Each time a seal chased, captured, and mounted the penguin. I wish he was here with his music.
Dun, 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 dun.
The seal then attempted copulation several times, lasting about 5 minutes each, with periods of rest in between.
Atta girl.
Periods of rest.
In three of the four recorded incidents, the seal let the penguin go. But on one more recent occasion, the seal killed and ate the penguin after trying to mate with him. Yeah, I know, right? What's that one like?
I've been in that relationship. No, I know what that's like.
It's National Geographic Dexter.
I'm either going to fuck you or eat you. You know what I mean?
Actually, if we can do both.
We're totally going to
I'm totally in.
I'm letting that go.
I went to Jeffrey Dahmer. How's that taste? Show me on the doll where your uncle ate you.
Go ahead. Just bring some beer on your way over. It's fine.
Oh, I'll let you live like 2 hours longer if you bring the beer. No.
Well, these things, you know, are you obviously this behavior obviously is not okay.
Obviously,
it's definitely
hashtag
shocking.
It is not okay.
But similar
hashtag
patterns of these interspecies sex attacks have also been documented among other marine animals, not Marnie animals.
Now I'm
marine.
Now I'm going to bet about five or so comments down. Is this Obama's fault?
No. That's back here.
Fucking socialist.
Discovery reported on at least 15 incidents in which sea otters,
God damn it,
in Monterey Bay, California, were observed copulating with and then killing young harbor seals. The attacks occurred between 2000 and 2002, according to State Wildlife. Now, here is the kicker.
I thought you were all about the capables, but it turns out it's some kind of seal.
In several cases, the otters were observed. Are you prepared?
Yeah.
Guarding the carcasses of the seals that they had killed. Why?
Ooh, they're going to fuck them when they're dead?
Necro.
No!
They're finding necrophilia in the wild.
That's right.
Ugly turn. Ugly
that's
turn.
Serious.
Hashtag ugly turn.
It is. It a whole new level.
That is really serious.
It's about fucking time.
Hey, I was busy getting gravy. Which is also what they call necrophilia. just so you know.
I've never heard of that.
I
have neither. Funny.
That is crazy.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag tired already.
Had to take a breather. Police in Tennessee. Police in Tennessee are searching for a whiskey bandit who apparently has a hankering for Crown Royal. And I obviously this story caught my eye because
Clayton McKee, where were you at the time?
Well, stand by. We've got some things to talk about. Metro Nashville police tell WKRN-TV that they've been called out for three thefts this week at liquor stores, where only thing stolen was Canadian whiskey of the Crown Royal brand. Police say that the latest burglary happened early Thursday at TLC Liquor and Wines. Officers called to the scene found the front door broken into and two cases of Crown Royal missing. Two other liquor stores made similar reports this week that their front door was broken and only Crown Royal also was taken. Police say the investigation is continuing. Now, I would like to just state for the record, based on the fact that I didn't really get to do my segment of where the fuck have I been the past week.
Well, clearly you were in Tennessee.
I've been here. I have been here all week.
Problem solved.
Yeah, I was busy providing an alibi before you blew it. Shut up, it's my turn.
I have been in the state of Arizona all week doing manly things with equipment and such.
I just hope someone breaks through my back door and gets some Crown Royal.
Ooh, yes you do. Hashtag corn out. That-
Not in a well-planned evening.
Not ready yet. No. Hashtag not ready. Can I shower first?
And after, if it's corn out.
That's a serious.
That's a two-shower hanky.
Is that cream corn?
Yeah. Two-shower hanky.
Oh, be afraid.
You people are dirty.
Mm-hmm. That's just good stuff. Are you all done, Fancy?
Yeah, go, Ryan, go.
No? This one was a little bit more serious, but it went to something we were talking about a couple weeks ago with needing a will.
And mm-hmm.
The idea of how important all of that is. A transgender woman dies suddenly, but was presented at her funeral
in an
open casket as a man.
Yes, I read this. Her family just took every bit of her personality and her being away into what they wanted it to be.
Absolutely.
Continue.
I read this too. It's very sad.
Jennifer Gable, an Idaho customer service coordinator for Wells Fargo, died suddenly on October 9th on the job at age 32. They said it was an aneurysm. Just as shocking was when they went to Gable's funeral in Twin Falls, Idaho, and saw her in an open casket with her hair cut short, dressed in a suit, and presented as a man.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's mean.
A friend says, "I'm disgusted. A great and dear friend's mom went to the funeral today. It was not closed casket. They had cut her hair suit on. How can they bury her as Jeff when she legally changed her name? So very sad. Jen, you will be missed, and people who know you know that you are at peace." Gable was transgender, born Jeffrey, but living the past few years as Jennifer. That wasn't mentioned in the paid obituary, though. Jeffrey Charles Gable, 32, Boise, passed away suddenly October 9th while at his job at Wells Fargo.
This is awful.
You know what, though? This is small-town USA. Like, this is... Twin Falls, Idaho is a very small town. I may or may not be related to half of it.
This is the kind of shit that makes you want to go there and burn a police car.
Do you know what I think too? Though, as my thought when I was reading this was just how sad for that. Very sad for her, for Jennifer, but her memory is kept alive and by her friends and the people who knew her. But how sad for her family.
They never accepted the person. Even putting them in the ground, they never loved their child.
Never.
They truly, and you just want to call them on the phone and be like, you know what that says? You never loved your
child.
But
do you just also, I don't know, do you also kind of wonder, small town USA, did they just even know how wrong, do they know? Like, we know
that's why we gotta call
how
them.
We know how wrong and hurtful and bad their
that's
action
when
is. But do they,
you sit at the funeral and say, shut up, it's my turn. That shit ain't, that dog don't hunt.
It ain't right.
Whatever's in that casket, that's proof that you're just throwing a body into the ground.
And why even do open casket? That was my other thought.
It was almost
to prove a point. Yeah, a little poke in the butt.
Yeah, no, it was. Fuck you to everybody else.
We're going to cut the hair short.
That was the family that did that, right?
Yes.
Parents, I assume?
Parents.
Actually, no, I read, maybe I read that she was actually raised by her grandparents.
Was, but my understanding was it was parents.
Oh, okay.
That
because then I thought if she was raised by her grandparents, even older school who would have harder time.
Well, no, but if the parents came in and did that, because
that was her family.
And that might be why she was.
And maybe, right. Yeah.
That may be why she was raised by her grandparents.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. That's
so she
true.
Could be Jennifer. That's that's one of those stories, like, that's just an ick, and you just want to call them and be like,
right. You're a prick.
You lost out.
Yeah.
I'm sad for you.
Remember
but you lost
prayers,
out on
the
Jennifer.
For Bobby? Have you ever seen that movie? Or
I've heard of it. You've talked about it.
Sigourney Weaver. And that's the kind of thing where,
yes, I have seen it.
Yeah, Prayers for Bobby with Sigourney Weaver. And it's where you realize, like the mother realizes after her kid is dead that, wow, I never really loved him.
Well,
like that kid died without ever knowing that I loved him. And that just proves it. Like,
it does.
And luckily, you're dead, you know, is my new thing from Lost that I've learned. Dead is dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you don't have to deal with that. But the idea that other people, and hopefully they'll fight harder, having seen that, but stress the stress is the importance of having that will. The death certificate says Jeffrey, a.k.a. Jennifer Gable.
But she'd already legally changed.
Right. Yeah. And that's the only reason. So the last few years she had lived as Jennifer, they buried him as Jeff. A tormented situation for all of those involved.
Yeah, there's no really, one's happy. But Dawn misses her uncle right now.
Show me on the doll where?
Show me on the doll where you want to be Jennifer.
I just thought that was an important story.
No, I think that's crap. And I'm guessing the moral of that story basically is, if you've got a will in place and it states X, nobody can change it. But what is it? You've expressed this to us before, that regardless of something, the parents that are surviving, they can overrule that.
But
anything.
if it's the legal name and you get it, sorry, Don, got me off guard.
The weekend, thank you, Don.
But even if you get that in writing and somebody makes that decision and just says this is the clothes they would want to be buried in, and if it still has a penis and the coroner doesn't know, can you cut? You know, you could just say like,
clean him up.
He hasn't had a haircut in a while. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the chicken breasts underneath their arms. So, you know what I mean? Like, if you could probably convince
the
mortuary, I can't think of the word. The
mortician.
Mortician. Mm-hmm. Wait.
Funeral director.
Funeral director. You could probably convince, that could have been some smooth talk in the shut up, it's my turn, and just lying to the mortician and saying, well, clearly a penis. So can you just clean him up and make him look nicer?
Yeah.
He's been falling on hard times.
Yeah.
You know,
because nobody's like made up to look like a pretty man or woman postmortem, right? So you just say like, oh, the hair grew. Yeah. It's
and
totally
especially died unexpectedly, then there was probably an autopsy. You know what I mean? Like, there was probably some cutting and poking.
It's just a sad story.
But that's just people that never love their child. That's all that is.
Sad for the family. Like, more sad for the family than for Jennifer. Because
Jennifer
had obviously, like, found that acceptance with her own friends and her own people. And herself and her chosen family. So. Yeah, it's just that's a shitty story.
It is, but
shut up, it's my turn. That's a
shitty story. Well, we all know that the criminals aren't the smartest people in the world. They really
say
aren't.
What?
And they obviously are. They go to a life of crime because they're not the smartest. I mean, look at Ferguson, Missouri right now. KOB TV reports that Christopher Banegas recently was arrested and charged in a connection with a September 2013 heist in Albuquerque. Police say that they lacked any leads until the victim recently saw pictures of his stolen guns on this guy's Facebook page. Reported the police, well, the two had been friends previously, and the victim tells police that he didn't check on his Facebook page because he didn't really expect his friend to be the person who stole his guns. Well, now Banegas is facing charges of aggravated burglary, larceny of a firearm, and tampering with evidence. It is not known currently if he has an attorney.
That's not surprising.
But why, really, you're going to steal shit and post it online? Oh, look at the picture.
But that's not our first story. Remember the one with the jewelry who stole, like, her grandmother's jewelry?
Oh, yeah.
Dressed up in it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because that was real smart.
Oh, what was the other one where they'd won the money? And she posted a picture of the money that grandma had stored in the safe, and then she posted it on Facebook, and then they came in and robbed him.
She laid down in it, all Demi Moore style.
Yeah. Stupid.
Thanks, Bag of Nope.
Come on.
Because I just got Al to fill my glass.
Atta girl. Well, somebody said we weren't drinking, so I'm like, well.
Bag of Nope. Okay. Coming through for the girl who wants to be lazy.
I like that there's a theme song.
Bag of Nope.
Right?
Eat your fucking food, bitch. What are you doing?
I'm getting there.
Trying to do a segment.
Oh.
She's bagging a nope.
I always
wait till your segment. We'll give you shit.
I dare you.
Ryer.
I accept.
You know, I have. Oh, wait. Whoa.
I got that. Sorry.
sorry, I had the, okay. the four, and then that one was shared. Mm. And so this is...
Seven.
I can't find it. Oh, yeah.
Three.
Here we go.
21.
No. 27. 26, 50.
Hike. Go.
Okay. No, I got nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll do my...
This, perfect. This has to, you go ahead.
It's really perfect.
She, you poop aired her.
I know. Yeah. I'll do the, then I'll do this last story, then we'll go That's to perfect. Alpha Entertainment.
That's perfect.
Yes.
Oh, well, my God. Who here hasn't flown? We've all flown.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in airplanes.
Many times. Yeah.
Well, the...
And in many ways.
Uh-huh. The TSA on Tuesday displayed thousands of items confiscated from carry-on bags over a three-month period at Kennedy Airport in New York. As the chaotic holiday travel season approaches, the agency wanted to remind the public what carry-on items are no-nos and what is permissible. The takeaway, knitting needles, ice skates are welcome aboard planes, but not sparklers, nunchucks, and fake chainsaws. 4 tons of...
They own the fake chainsaws.
4 tons of prohibited items are collected every year at JFK International Airport.
One of them was a bottle of moisturizer.
Yeah.
Because it was right up there with the chainsaw.
Toy weapons of any kind, including grenades, are out. Cannot bring those. So are real knives, handcuffs, and bullets. Cannot be taken in your carry-on luggage or in an airplane. Some items... can go into check bags, but not carry-ons. The details are in an app, and the TSA's website does provide links to that. Say you've got a knife. This is something that you like to carry with you, and the person, as the person did. TSA spokesman Lisa Farbstein said, holding up the aforementioned knife at a press conference, "We are going to spot that in an x-ray machine, where it's going to set off one of the detectors, the body scanners, and you're going to be given a choice. You can either put it in your check bag, or you can go back and put it in your car. Throw it in your trunk, put it in your glove compartment, put it under your seat. We don't care." Some airports also have a mailing center, so you can send the items to your destination or back home to your home address. Otherwise, you can hand it off to the person who's dropping you off at the airport, or you can surrender it. Now, states get to take the surrendered items if they want. New York and New Jersey don't want to deal with all that stuff, but Pennsylvania takes the items and they sell them. Or if you want to, you can simply just surrender all your items and let them do whatever the hell they want to do with them.
Do you know who started that problem? That Ida Stanley, the one who wanted to arrest Ted Cruz.
That little whippersnapper. She's a firecracker.
With her Batman handcuffs?
Uh-huh.
She flew there.
I think she with her is Batman. The one
with the Batman handcuffs.
That, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly. Allegedly. There's a grassroots campaign to elect her president.
I can believe it. I can believe it.
She skipped right past mine inspector, believe it or not.
Totally not. I don't believe you.
Listen, right up the ballot. Up
listen,
the ticket,
bitch.
Top of the ticket.
Shut up, mine it's inspector. My
turn. Yeah. You. That's there a, is a that's chain a, of command here. If you are not mine inspector for at least a day, you can't be president in 2016.
Right. That's what I have to say to her.
You need to look into a dark hole and decide if people can live or die.
You old cunt. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
What?
I was yelling at my stuffing.
Of course. Sure.
You old cunt.
Speaking of stuffing, are you ready for your jam-packed entertainment segment?
Why not? You
are we moving on to that already?
Well, yeah.
Is it Wednesday? Of course we are.
Already, yes. Let's see if we can do this.
Same day.
Here we go. It's the same show. We only started an hour and 41 minutes ago. It's Al Perkins and Entertainment.
Things happen. Entertainment. We have a debut date for the fall. We have a couple of deaths. We have a return date for Glee. I have 2 movie reviews. And we have our first award show nominations of the season. Which is not very interesting, but there's one interesting little tidbit. And then people died, because this music seems to go on for an hour.
It's a 30-second bumper.
Da-da-da-da!
Can Al D. Perkins not find 30 seconds of air to fill?
I tried to cut back, because I said, shut the fuck up, it's my turn. So, The Fall, if everyone remembers, Gillian Anderson and the hot hottie from The Fall, and from 50 Shades of Grey, comes back to Netflix from BBC on January 16th at midnight. It's only 5 or 6 episodes, so it's easy to catch up if you have Netflix. Really good. I've talked about it before because she can't do an Irish accent. They made her from England because right. she's got a good English right. accent. Mm-hmm. Yep. So the whole show takes place in Ireland. Really good. And so at the end of last season, she was right on his tail. She knew he was the killer. And she had figured it all out, and then ta-da, it was over. And there was some question that they were going to leave that hanging. They weren't sure if they were going to bring it back because she's on
Hannibal, and he's gotten all kinds of job offers based on how good this fucking show was.
Sure.
And no one was sure he would come back and do a 6-part Irish fucking TV show. Now that you're a big, huge movie star, do you want to come back and make no money in Ireland and make this? But it's really good. Glee comes back in January. Well, they're going to finish it off. 13 episodes, half a season. And they have to finish it up. And all of us that have suffered through last season are going to just get for it. Now, the worst thing is Fox has lost all confidence in them. Not only did they cut the order back to 13 episodes from 22 or 24 they had in their heyday, they put them on Fridays. Where TV shows have always gone
to die. Yeah. Sure. That's sad.
Wow.
Worse is Saturdays, but Friday's pretty bad. But it is coming back, and from what they've said, Rachel is going to come back to the Glee Club because they fucked with her character so much and made her so, like, they just changed the whole tone. She's going to come back and run the Glee Club, and Will Schuster will be running Vocal Adrenaline, and they'll have, like, one last competition.
I totally lost out on the last episode, or the last, like, season. Mm-hmm. Did she, was she, like, making it in New York?
Yeah,
or, like, wasn't she
in
Funny Girl?
She got in Funny Girl, and then she gave it up to get a sitcom, and I'm like, I'm sorry, if she got the part of Funny Girl for all that dreaming, she's gonna stay in Funny Girl till they kick her out.
Like, literally the last day that she can, like, sing a song.
Right. Yeah. She had she had no desire to be a TV star. She wanted to be.
So they just, they jumped the shark a long, long time ago, but just yet another.
Yeah, then you made a character jump with you, because,
that's bad. Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's bad. Bad.
Still eating.
Bag of Nope Glee. Hashtag the struggle is real.
It really is.
Yeah. And that's
real
a
life.
Fucking story.
Hashtag real life. Real talk, real life.
Okay, there is a really good documentary coming out, and I think I haven't Googled it, but I'm pretty sure you can see it online already. It's coming to theaters. I haven't seen if it's made the shortlist for the Academy Awards, but it's called The Overnighters, and it's about finding work in
a mine.
No, it is. Honest to God, it's like mining towns.
I'll inspect it.
And places with fuel. Places with fuel where they say they have this bonanza, and they're like bringing people in, promising them wealth, and then they end up being like not homesteaders, but they end up like camping outside and not bringing anything to the economy, and they have this like transient population, but they're not homeless. They just won't buy homes. They just want the money for these get it rich
jobs.
Right, right.
And then they want to go somewhere
else. It's all in the fuel industry.
Okay.
And it just looks riveting. And the trailer looked fantastic. It's won all kinds of awards. But the trailer at the end made it look like you could watch it online now without waiting for it to come to the theaters. It looks like they're really putting a push on this movie, that they really want this to be like the anti-Keystone pipeline that's coming to show you that it's going to create jobs, but this is what your town is going to get if you...
Transient people who are there for 6 months.
The best part is everyone's for the Keystone pipeline, except for people that live along the Keystone pipeline. They don't want... I'm not in our backyard. Is there any way they can go through a different state?
Sure.
So, kind of funny on that. And then we'll do our death den. Two really big deaths this week.
Hang on. I didn't
Wait, I feel like I missed out on these people.
Me too.
Well, that's why I'm here to help. Well,
thank you.
It's my turn, and I'll tell you about them.
Death den!
One unexpected death, and could have argued that he was already dead, and the other one was just a heartbreaking...
I guess I didn't know about any of those.
A heartbreaking loss. Jimmy Ruffin, what becomes of the brokenhearted? Well, they die in November of 2014. He was a...
Oh,
Barbara Seville, fuck you.
Of the broken
Why is there no food when I'm on? Barbara, we can't feed you. You got to fit in those gallons. We can't send you away with Crisco to get you into them. Fuck. Google Jimmy Ruffin.
Got
because
it.
Because I feel like he was the Temptations.
What becomes of the brokenhearted?
Wow.
Let's go.
Some kind of peace of mind,
baby.
Just one of the greatest songs ever written.
No, it's a critique. We're good.
Yeah,
that was
beautiful. So, and one of my favorite parts of Fried Green Tomatoes when Kathy Bates is listening to it and getting dressed up for her husband that doesn't notice. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful song. One of my absolute favorites. So he died this week with very little fanfare, and I really thought that
I didn't hear anything about
unfair
it.
Unfair for such a beautiful voice. Because I don't read.
Maybe they'll do a tribute at a casino.
Yeah, I can't see the chat room while I'm doing this.
Because I actually did a little bit of now depart. Some kind of piece of mind.
Now you gotta remember, back before the internet, with these, especially with old songs like that, I would have to go into record stores and do that shit
and
in
read
front
the
of
jacket. Yeah.
No, but I would stand in front of the person working at the store and be like, "All right, this song," and they'd be like, "I got nothing." Sing it in front of this guy, and that's how I found that song because I heard it on Cool FM.
Yes.
And then and then snap.
And then I would pretend I'm a black guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then so that was the whitest snap ever. Al goes, and snap.
It's snap. On the one and the three, because I'm white. the best one was my parents' 25th anniversary, and I did that for. They got married to Mac the Knife.
Married,
but it was one of their favorite songs. I think it's actually later than 55.
That's good.
But it was one of their favorite songs, and when we did their 25th anniversary, my mom had talked about it, and I'd heard it, but I didn't know who sang it, and I didn't know it was called Mac the Knife. And I stood there in record stores all over Western New York.
Oh, the shark bites.
But I had none of the words right. Finally, somebody cut the tempo and was like, dun, 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 I think what you're trying to get to is Mac the Knife.
I think what you're saying is... Nope.
Uh-oh. Okay. I see where you're going with that. You're not there.
Jimmy Ruffin, was he from the Temptations? He's from...
Let me go back. I was Googling Mac the Knife.
I can't remember where he
was. Yes, yeah. He's from Temptations.
From the Temptations. And he went solo, and he had more than that song, but that's a song that I always think of. I feel like you're watching the stock market. Oh, I mean, capable. She really does listen. We have our capable tender over here. It wasn't offensive to anyone.
Nope.
And then in one of the, I was shocked and really afraid to turn on my TV because I was not prepared for it. Mike Nichols died.
Mm-hmm.
10-time Tony Award winner, Academy Award winner, Grammy Award winner.
EGOT. Total EGOT.
Yes. Oh.
Total EGOT, and all of them were legit. There wasn't, his Grammy was not for because he was like the producer or a spoken voice somewhere. It was for a comedy album with he and Elaine May. They were part of a comedy team. And then he went on to direct, he was an actor that became a director. 10-time Tony Award winner.
Wow, that's
legit
huge.
Tonys.
That's crazy.
And he directed Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Mm-hmm.
Which is an awesome,
crazy
movie. That's
his first film that he was brave enough to do something that vulgar and just take on the MPAA. And then he did The Graduate. He did Silkwood. He did Spamalot.
Annie?
The play, not the horrible movie, because that's John
Huston.
No,
but the musical, though.
Yeah,
the got musical. A Tony for the musical, yeah.
The musical. Just a staggering career.
And the Real Thing, Barefoot in the Park, The Odd Couple,
and I know,
Death of a Salesman.
I know you know this answer, but who was his wife?
Ooh, well, I can tell you, too, because she had a few, actually. He had a few.
His most recent was Diane Sawyer for 23 years.
1988.
ABC News announced it first, and I just happened to have been watching ABC News, and they did it as a tribute to their colleague who was suffering. And like maybe she would be drinking. Shut up! It's my turn. Be drinking a little bit more wine.
Right.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Let's toast a glass to the.
Oh yeah.
Ever kind of tipsy Diane Sawyer. Yeah.
But she was just exhausted during the elections. Do you remember that?
Exhausted.
That was my favorite.
One of the little things that doesn't get brought up a lot in his bios because it will be more in someone else's bio. He discovered and started the career of Whoopi Goldberg.
Why she took it so hard.
He saw her downtown as a street performer, and he's the one that brought her to Broadway and directed her one woman show, and got her her break and everything. And she had done him as a mentor a couple years ago. They did a section on their mentors, and she was crying when he was alive, sitting next to her, saying, "Whenever I'm near you, I just feel safe. Like I just feel safe with you present." And she couldn't even get through it. And just not just so many people. I mean, some of he did Angels in America on HBO. He did Wit with
Postcards from the Edge. Barbara's reminding us.
Oh, which that is Postcards from the Edge is one of Barbara's favorites too. And my oh my God, you smell like that. And that's where the line comes from. I think I love you. When will you be sure? You smell like Catalina. I mean, just the lines from that movie. It twirled up. That movie is so perfect. Just a genius career and just a huge lie. I was watching ABC News and I was like tearing up as they were like, we have to break this to our, you know, and they were surely Diane called them. They weren't telling, she wasn't sitting in the wine cellar and they were like,
right.
Diane, he's dead. But
Papa Cork again.
Now, was he battling kind of an illness?
Cardiac arrest with friends present.
Oh my
gosh. He died in a room, which is kind of good that he died.
Sure.
all at once, but in a room full of friends. Allegedly, it was during a dinner party with close friends and carted away dead. And, and from what, from
worst
all accounts,
dinner party ever.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, really, God. Legitimately.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad he didn't die in pieces.
Right, exactly. I fall to pieces.
He died all at once.
Yeah.
Oh, the puns.
Not staged up.
No, Rocky Mountain, not quite high enough.
Oh, the puns.
When you were, when we were singing, though, this is totally and desperately unrelated. When we were singing The Temptations, it made me think of I Did Miss You While I Was Gone, and I was singing karaoke one night, and I went to Billy Ocean. And I actually requested Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, and I sang it, like, with gusto. At the Rosie McCaffrey's down the road to all the Irishmen.
When do they do karaoke?
Yeah, they do it.
Sadly, I that fucking was my love that part. I love this part, too. Now, can I eat fish and chips while singing? How Irish can I be?
And stand by. Do you want to know the best part about karaoke at the Rosie McCaffrey is that nobody knows about it. So you get to sing over and over and over and over and over.
Let's go.
Somebody Google it.
I got to figure it. Yeah.
I just got this Facebook message. Rosie McCaffrey's has canceled all karaoke due to somebody singing Billy Ocean. And they allege a white girl with big tits.
So oiled again.
There's a commercial on TV. There was a commercial on TV, and I'm like, get out of my fucking TV. Get in my car.
God, I laugh.
Okay. Oh, you know, Aaron, that's a good one. I did see that Arthur Rankin died. Arthur Rankin is the one who did all the stop motion animation for all of the Christmas classics that we remember.
You know, Rudolph and Santa Claus is coming to town. All of those.
And I love that stop motion animation.
And stop motion is time consuming.
So hard to do.
Yes, you're right. Arthur Rankin.
Because
if you recall, the credits in all of those series was Rankin Bass, was the production company. Arthur Rankin did. You're very good, Aaron, on that one.
Interesting.
I did not, Aaron, but you did. So I guess we're even.
Oh my God. Thank you, sir.
Oh my God. You guys.
Well played, sir.
Oh
well,
my God, you guys. Well, it's on Tuesdays.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
9 p.m. to 9 p.m. till question mark.
I ain't got shit to do till 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
So just saying.
So what, are you allegedly saying we could leave here in a minivan and go to Rosie McCaffrey's and drink?
And find out what became of the brokenhearted? Dear Stella McCartney. What's that bar called?
Rosie McCaffrey. Stella McCartney, did you say?
So close.
Same bitch.
So close.
Very similar.
So close.
Paul's really grumpy aunt.
Parenthetically, drunk bitch.
I think we have to get a doll. We should get a Clayton doll.
The uncle doll. Where my Virginia is.
Show me.
Nope.
That is my Virginia. You are correct. Okay, so quick movie reviews for your Oscar ballots. Interstellar. This movie is getting maligned for really strange reasons, and I think it's people that are not seeing it on IMAX. This is the last of the 70mm films. No one else's film is pretty much dead. Everyone films digitally. There is going to be no more of this. If you see this at the IMAX, when they go to five stories, this movie goes to a full five fucking stories. I mean, they're driving.
Where can I go see like a full five-story IMAX?
IMAX. Arizona
Mills. Arizona it's like Mills. An actual five-story thing.
And they have the sound behind all your speakers. And they used to do it in the... Because they don't... This movie's so big, they can't show a trailer. I guess it came in so many trucks and reels because it's actual film.
Oh, my God.
That they just can't carry one more reel to put a trailer on. But what they used to do beforehand is they would explain to you, like, this is regular theater, this is IMAX, and they would blow the picture up to the five stories. And then they would do, like, this is sound, and then they would do, and this is IMAX sound. Because behind that screen is, and they'll...
A wall of sound.
They make it clear, and they make the screen see-through, and you see all the speakers back there.
The Science Center does a really good demonstration of that on their IMAX.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I forgot
that. That's a good one, too. They don't show a lot of feature films. I'm not sure why they get lost on that.
Because they're the Science Center. They show, like, polar bears in 3D and shit.
But the underwater one, get stoned and go watch
but
that one about
the
But
they could show
CNMs.
Interstellar because it's about space.
Tomo's
I'm gonna
on
call
board.
Them. We're going to call him.
Let's do
on
it.
Board on I can't help you. This movie was amazeballs. Now, there was some problems with the story. There's a part in there that you're like, all right, edit this shit down. But that thing, like driving a truck, and it's sound mixed so that...
I really want to
like,
see it.
Like, the dialogue's not clear in parts because you're on a rocket ship. So you get, like, rocket ship sound where you're, like, just fully
on
assaulted.
A rocket ship.
And so you can't it's kind of muffled. They do the sound mixing really weird. But they just keep... It's the most any movie has ever been filmed in true IMAX, and it just keeps blowing up at you. I was assaulted. I had, like... Mm-hmm. Deafness and PTSD by the end of it, but it was so you were so drawn into
it, and it was so wonderful.
And Jason and I could not it was like driving a truck down a road became riveting. Like, and it was one of those movies where somebody's going to watch it on their iPad and be like, "I didn't get this movie." Well, you watch it on a fucking iPad; it's your fault. This movie was so gigantic, and there's just not going to be another movie this big. And I, you know, for $15, I saw the movie I'm going to talk about next. I spent $15 on. I can rent that at home, and I have the same experience. As I did on a screen. This was an in-the-theaters IMAX mind fuck.
Well, I've been trying to tell Kelly how great it sounds, and I feel like somebody on Facebook that I take movie
Buddy
advice from.
Buddy bashed it.
No, it was someone that said it was good. Barbara, did you say it was good online, maybe?
I don't think she was not interested. I don't know if she ever went to see it, because she was like, about the trailers.
Because I felt like it was maybe somebody I take movie advice from said, yay! And so I was all into it.
No, that's what I did. Because I came home, and Jason Carlton and I, and we were both like just at the edge of our seats for the entire movie. And there's one little section that gets a little iffy, where you get in that Christopher Nolan part of, like, alive or dead? Is it a dream sequence? Mm. Did we just go somewhere weird?
Didn't they do Inception?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not just, like, really confused the
and
heck
this,
out of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did, too. And this is that same mind fuck, but oh, my God. And Oscar time, sound mixing, sound
Buddy
editing. This movie's done. Like, this is your winner. There is just no one else is going to do this.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sound.
I got to go see it.
The score was... Not only did it feel like the trumpet player was in your left ear, but he was in your face and kind of butt-fucking at the same time. it was so much movie. But I really did. Like, I paid $15 to get in, and I got $15.01 out of it. Like, I left.
So good. I
got to
go see it in the IMAX. I'm excited.
Yeah. And it's the last.
I'm with Barbara. I'm not interested at all.
So, again, that is Interstellar, right?
Interstellar, yeah.
Interstellar.
And, if you like movies and you want to see, people go to the movies to see big things blow up, you could go see something big and blown up. He doesn't use CGI. He uses, like, real sets and real things. It never turns into a cartoon. You're never left looking at Spider-Man flying across the city. It's really fucking good.
We're coming back with the beginning of Hour 3. This is the wrap-up of what we call Hour 2. Al Perkins still has some entertainment to go. Katie's got some sports and politics shit and then other stuff with Kat Carlson. And then thoughtful vulgarity. So much to do.
Some kind of shit.
Keep listening. We'll be right back right here on Q-Talk.
They agreed to something.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening again, everybody. It is 9 o'clock on the old atomic clock on the wall. This is The Show on Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee. It's the beginning of what we call Hour 3. We are in the middle of the entertainment section with Al Perkins. For those of you wondering why we're all eating or why there are dinner plates, well, it is our pre-Thanksgiving show, and
instant Thanksgiving.
We called it instant Thanksgiving. We did it last year, rather oddly organically, but this year it was planned a little more. But we have a full kitchen, so why not use it once a year, and we'll make our...
Just to warm things up. We didn't actually cook anything here. All we did was reheat.
I did bake a pie that came in a box, and it told me what to do. So I was able to dial it in and set a timer and walk away. Set it and forget it is basically what I did.
So I'll just, because now that the comments are here and I don't have to go back to them, I will just address one thing. It is for audio mixing because the sound was done on purpose. You're not supposed to be able to understand the dialogue. If you read Christopher Nolan, and it's not his best movie. Like, I think Dark Knight and Inception are his two best, and Memento. Like, he has made better movies. This is just different. You're taking...
Sorry. Aaron's finally up. With the transplant, he's able to go to the theater.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah. Oh, Into the Woods is going to be amazing. But just to let you know that the sound mixing is not supposed to be intelligible. Like, it is just a cacophony of sound. Like, it's just... And I love that word.
A lot of words.
And I said it while it was going on. Like, it was so the score is coming at you. The sound of the jet engines are coming
like
at
you. Yeah, like you said, the trumpets in your face.
And someone shaking a throttle while an engine's going off, they're not going to be crystal clear. It was unintelligible for big parts of it. And there's an ocean crashing behind them.
Oh, my God. I just want to see it so bad.
It really... Oh, my God. And that...
I just love, like, apocalypse-y type stories.
Oh, my God. When that wave came down, everybody in the theater was like... I got screamed. Like, I cried at it, and I literally screamed out loud 3 times over, like... And then there's the one thing, they're like, what are we looking at? What are we looking at? And it was like 5 stories of like, you were looking at it from Anne Hathaway's point of view. Of like, what am I looking at? What am I looking at? And then it came up and I like screamed out loud and Jason was like grabbing my arm like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. I
and they're like
it.
Driving a truck through a wind, like they have a haboob come through. And when the haboob comes through, it just sounded like you were in Arizona during a storm. God. Like, it was, I mean, it really did. Like, I was like, this movie was too much.
Oh.
But it's not, it really is, it's not a terrific story movie. It's just somebody that makes really good movies throwing everything he has at you because he's like the last person that's going to make a 70 millimeter film.
But.
And you get 70 millimeters. And Hans Zimmer, his scorer, he told him, I'm not going to tell you what the story is. I'm not going to let you Steven Spielberg this. You're not, I'm just going to tell you in this scene.
Here's
we're dying.
What I
in
want.
This scene, things are blowing up. Score that he wouldn't give him the script. He wouldn't let him see the script. So he had to score it off. What do you think about this sound? And then he just played with the sound mixing.
Give me death. Give me.
He was like, you're not going to get crystal clear. Happy. You don't get crystal clear dialogue during a crisis. Like, so the sound mix, it was all on purpose, and it just made it so interesting. And it was just an interesting movie. You know what I mean? It was like when like going to see an art film, but an art film that cost $90 million.
So you, but you've got to risk to you've got to risk death and injury to see it because the IMAX
but nobody can afford that theater, so it's only the good, like, and it's not Superman, which Superman was a waste of time. Like, I liked the movie Superman, but it wasn't filmed in IMAX.
I don't like it. No.
So I paid $15 to see that, and it never went 5 stories.
Oh.
This one, you get a close-up of Jessica Chastain's face, and he goes IMAX on a close-up. Like, he uses that camera. Like, this is the last time you're going to see 70-millimeter film. You are not going to see this technology ever again.
You think it really
again. Is? No, they've already said it. It's no one's doing film anymore. They all do digital because you had to ship this in a truck. Like, it's too big to give them a trailer to go in front of it. They just can't do it. And, like, one of the first movies ever filmed like that was West Side Story. In 70-millimeter... West Side Story is the very first 70 millimeter film, and this is the last one that you're going to see, and that's why. And it's just a great director making an interesting movie. Will you love it or hate it? You could go either way, but it's interesting. You know what I mean? It's one of those things like don't ignore something because it doesn't look exciting. Just go. Like,
yeah,
it's
no, the it last. Looks
it's
so
it's,
cool.
It's a dying art form, and he just throws everything at the screen.
Oh my God, we're going. Yep. Kelly's getting the text message right now.
Yeah, so go and see it in IMAX because if you watched on your iPad and I see you on the airplane, I'm going to kick you in the teeth. Then I saw a movie that watched on your iPad. You could probably watch it on a phone and get everything that was in there. Beautiful movie, The Theory of Everything. Eddie Redmayne, pretty much a lock for the Oscar. I can't imagine who's going to take this Oscar away from Eddie Redmayne. He's playing a capable person, full on. I mean, if he could have skated through the Holocaust, that would have sealed the deal. But aside from no Nazis in the movie, it's a beautiful performance. And Barbara, help me if you're still listening. Played the wife, and she's from Mad Men. But I get her name wrong all the time.
Oh, is it the redhead?
No.
No, it's the...
And it's not January Jones, the blonde vapid one. It's the brown-haired one that's really cute.
Yeah.
I got an IMDb.
Got
nothing. I thought I would remember her name, but of course I forgot it. Immediately. Beautiful performances.
What's it called again?
The Theory of Everything.
I'm excited about it.
It is. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful...
Is it? It's not out yet, yeah.
Elizabeth Moss?
Nope. I cannot think of her name.
Felicity Jones. Emily Watson.
It's Felicity.
Names of women.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Sounds like.
Felicity Jones. And it really is. It's based on a book that the character Jane Hawking wrote. So out of nowhere, and you're not expecting the part of what should be the girl, is a beautiful role. And she's playing his wife and all the things. And it's just a really nice movie and really well done. And I think she's got a real shot now for Best Actress. Not winning, but being nominated. But I think the Oscar is his to lose in a performance that he gets it done with an eyebrow. Like, this is like Daniel Day-Lewis
and
level.
And he looks like him.
And he really, and like, he slumps correctly. It's just really, really well done movie. Which leads us to, and I will do the link, the Independent Spirit Awards, which are for independent movies. Sometimes they mimic the Oscars. Last year they did with... Dallas Buyers Club. This year, let me paste and copy the link. The big news is that for what the hell was that movie called? Whiplash. For the movie Whiplash, about the drummer, remember we talked about that last week? Mm-hmm. Really good movie. J.K. Rowling, who I think is pretty much a lock for an Oscar, has decided to take himself out of the Best Actor category, and now he's in the Spirit Awards as a supporting actor to increase his chances, and I think it's going to help. Even though he's the lead
Wait,
of the
who?
Movie, J.K. Rowling, who starred famously in the revival of The Guys and Dolls.
Mm.
He actually had the horse right here. So that's it. Birdman came up for a lot.
Oh, yeah, Birdman. There's another one that I'm so curious
really good.
About.
Birdman was really, really good. So anyways, but that's the interesting.
Oh, this is the one, Birdman, that I was so curious when I saw this poster.
It's excellent. And that's nominated for 5 or 6 Spirit Awards.
Don't Google the image of Birdman, by the way. It's totally different.
Yeah.
And I completely different from I think the movie that we're talking about.
Yeah. When we get to Oscar time, I think it's going to be the sentimental choice of letting Michael Keaton win an Oscar because he's had a long career, or will you give Eddie Redmayne for doing a handicapped person? But I got to tell you, both movies were great. So the Independent Spirit, it's just that J.K. Rowling has started the campaign to switch himself to supporting actor. It's the only thing really interesting in the Spirit Awards. They're in Santa Monica. They give them out on the beach. Everybody shows up in jeans and shorts, and it's always a fun thing to watch. And Julianne Moore has a movie out to finally win her Oscar. She's got a shot where she has Alzheimer's. So she has a disease. If she could have the disease during the Holocaust, that would help. But having...
You know, a good Holocaust is so hard to come by.
You know what I mean? But Eddie Redmayne's playing.
Often.
He's playing handicapped, and he's wearing ugly makeup. He's a cute guy wearing ugly makeup. They can never cover up the freckles, and he does a lot of it with one eyebrow.
It's, I'm sold.
It's kind of
still
a lot.
Alice.
Still
Alice. That's Julianne Moore's.
Still
I
Alice.
I think I've heard about this, which is weird because I don't really hear
and
about things.
I think if the year stays kind of on the weak side for women and Reese Witherspoon doesn't win, you know, she's got the Wild movie where she walks across the earth.
Yeah.
But I think Julianne Moore finally gets her Oscar after 6 nominations. And that's it for entertainment.
Okay, Katie June, are you ready to delve back into this?
Even
if you don't have anything, we don't really give a shit. Oh, by the way, Kat, I have a little theme for you, too. So. Well,
fuck
yeah.
We'll get that for a minute. All right, here we go. She's back. She's back with us for good, for as long as we can tolerate her. Katie June.
Today in sports. We're going to do a little bit of Today in Sports news history. Hubba hubba, the gay rugby team releases their new calendars.
Oh,
Al
the gay
Michaels reflects on a really great career. And in politics, a man has to prove he's not dead to vote. And the Missourian is now officially a high-fiving state. Just more in sports and politics. Totally related things.
Oh, I got that.
Totes
yeah.
relate.
Totes relate.
So, just really quick today in sports history. Today on Tuesday, November 25th, in 1921, the first play-by-play of a broadcast football game was aired in College Station, Texas, on an amateur radio station between University of Texas and A&M in Texas A&M.
Did they do instant Thanksgiving? Does it say that?
In Austin, they did not actually
no.
talk about that, perhaps.
No.
But it's an interesting thing. You know, play-by-play broadcast is now a thing in every single sport. It's a huge industry. And so that was the first time today in 1921. In 2002, Pete Rose and baseball commissioner Bud Selig met secretly to discuss Rose's lifetime ban from baseball. So another big thing that happened on November 25th in 2002.
Still banned.
Wow. Still banned.
Yeah.
Still banned.
And now it's getting stupid.
Still
yeah,
banned.
Like, totally. And, yeah, the struggle is real.
Still banned. That's right. Yeah.
But they said lifetime.
Well, and they meant it, I guess. In other news, much better. And I'm going to post a link to this. I found just a headline that said, Hubba Hubba, gay rugby teams release their calendars. So apparently it's that time of year when people, anyone really, can release a new calendar. And the Nashville Grizzlies, the gay rugby team, releases their 2015 calendar.
The Lesbians of Q-Talk calendar.
So if you're...
Titties up.
Oh my
yes,
God.
To
I
you.
Be, wait, I want to be January.
Oh my God.
April.
You guys, can we seriously do a Lesbians
September.
Of
September.
Totally.
And
everyone.
Jugs.
I mean,
that's not a month. And that's Katie Hughes' department.
Yeah, you could be Jugs June.
I'm yes.
Jugs.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus, really?
I'm literally in.
I like that.
So these are just pictures of men, mostly all shirtless, mostly hairy, covered in rain and water, mud, playing rugby or just touching each other inappropriately, any of the above. And it's for sale. If you'd like to purchase it, I will post the link on our Facebook page.
And there's all, I don't think they did a calendar, but they did a photo shoot. It's the tennis team. Have you all seen that? The naked tennis team against homophobia?
No, but I'm about to look it up.
Oh, because they are hot, hot hotties.
Well, didn't we do a story about a rowing team that did this like last week?
Now they all get naked.
They're all doing it.
The tennis team and the tennis team actually plays.
Wait, I'm not looking for Martina Hingis naked. I don't think.
No. Oh, maybe it's not tennis, but they whatever the sport
is. Top 10 naked tennis
players? There's the rowers.
The rowers we just did last week.
Yeah, but now I can't think of. I thought it was tennis, but they actually play naked.
And the rugby.
And they're holding their.
Oh, they play naked?
They're holding their junk and they're actually playing. Oh, my God. Somebody tell me if they saw that on Facebook.
I'm hoping it's.
Playing
golfers, maybe?
Naked.
Playing holding your junk. Type that
it was
in.
On
naked sports and yoga.
It was it was on Facebook.
That's a video site,
How
too.
About the Penang Nude Games?
No, they were
2014.
cute.
Yes.
Well, those are short.
How about 63 girls playing sports au naturel?
Mm-hmm. Type in anti-homophobia naked sports, because it was it was all about.
No, she's busy. Wait,
a lot of keywords. Yeah, a lot of keywords.
But they were naked and they were against they were against gunfire here in the studio.
Naked gay sports.
No, they weren't gay.
Oh,
I'll do it.
Anti-homophobia.
English hockey team.
Half 2 days ago, 2014.
I'll go. You shut up.
Are
it's
we
your
still
turn.
On the winning
position? Shut up. It's your turn.
I'll find it. You keep talking.
Okay, because I did find the University of Nottingham naked hockey team. So perhaps that's
field
something
hockey.
That you'll want to Google.
We need to be able to see both hands.
That's field hockey.
We need to be able to see both.
That is true. Okay. So anyway, but again, I'll post that link for you on the Facebook page. So I was listening to NPR, and you know, they just do such great stories over there on NPR, and they were doing a really fun interview with Al Michaels, who would have never been a name to me that I would have known or cared about.
We've talked about him a lot.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have paid attention because whilst I may or may not speak of sports here on the show, I don't actually watch any of them outside of a few summer months of women's basketball. So I don't know and he doesn't talk about them. So I don't know who this guy is. Mm-hmm. But he's done some new book called You Can't Make This Up. And talks about kind of his career and some
hockey.
Really neat defining moments, among which are, of course, the hockey game, the big...
Mm-hmm. Miracle
on Ice. I don't know. What year was that?
1980.
Oh, yeah.
February,
Lake Placid Olympics Lake Placid. Against the Russians. Mm-hmm. And
was that for the silver or the gold?
I'm going to say gold.
Silver. Nope.
Bronze.
Wait,
oh, that's right.
Trick question.
It was, because as it's remembered and retold, it's for the gold medal, and it absolutely was not. It wasn't even that important of a game.
So in the movie, was it for the gold medal?
No.
So the movie did it right.
Yeah, the movie did it right.
So I haven't seen that either. So just wanted to check that out.
There, to be sure.
I just want to let you know that if you just Google naked hockey players, a whole lot of other stuff comes up. I don't know where the calendar is. But there's a lot of time spent taking pictures of naked hockey people.
So here there's that Google world out there listening to us. Oh my Lord Almighty, that is
told you.
Wow,
told you so.
We got two lesbians. Wow.
I mean, it's just like penis. Then there's also that.
Yeah, there's that. Move on.
Okay, so moving right along. My goodness gracious.
Other ways to get pregnant, Katie.
No, that one wasn't going to get her pregnant.
That one wasn't going to do
gonna
it.
Work.
No, not that one. But if you scroll down further, somebody's got a goalpost going.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Naked hockey? Is
that what anyway, the guy, so Al Michaels, he'd only done one hockey game ever. Mm-hmm. I just thought this was really kind of cool. And that he kind of was just like doing his play-by-play. He was really tired. He had done games prior to that. He had to do games after that. And he said it was just like the most incredible moment to really kind of keep focused on the game while announcing something that he kind of assumed was going to be huge news and, you know, kind of world news in sports and for the USA, and just to try to remain focused. And then he said this was he was the one that called it miraculous. Mm-hmm. And then he went on to do another game of Finland and someone else and totally forgot about even saying that. And there it kind of coined the feel of the whole game.
And
the game.
Finland was actually for the gold, right? Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, which no one really cared about.
No, what? Because no. They were never supposed to win. Russian players were like, we are now, where they were mostly professionals that had cheated and gotten their way back, and ours were just college.
Like college kids. Yeah.
Ours were college kids before they changed all the rules and let everybody cheat, and that's how you got the dream team for our basketball team. And it was one of the most exciting television moments ever, because you were like, oh, it's on, we're going to watch it. Mm-hmm. Like, no one cared. But as the game went on, and it was just the fact that they stayed in the game made you watch it, because it was supposed to be a complete blowout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when they like tied the game and won, and
it was crazy.
And he only got picked because he had done one game before. They had lost their caller. They were like, I've done a hockey game once. And he went in. And it was supposed to be a blowout. So he thought it would be easy.
Easy.
And was not expecting it. And he got so caught up in it. Yeah. It really is.
Feel it.
Yeah, yeah. If you ever get a chance to see that, and they play it like every year up to the Olympics, his calling of the game is 99% of the
excitement. That's what they were talking about. Yeah, that's what they're talking about, kind of. And there, you know what, he actually said that his most exciting moment calling sports, well, because he had just done baseball for a while was his thing, and then he got the gig on ABC, and he talked all about his getting the gold jacket and the whole thing.
For Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
So he said, Dapper Dan.
He said that.
Dapper Don Meredith.
Yeah, Dapper Don Meredith.
Oh, and he had some really interesting stories about there was another guy who was really like snarky and like an old crotchety guy that was also on ABC.
Howard Cosell. Howard Cosell is the one who talked like this all the time.
And that they were in Kansas City for like a Monday night, or in Kansas, in like some really bad part of town for a Monday night football game. And they had gone out to like a really nice dinner, and they had like a white limousine was their mode of transportation. And somehow someone made a wrong turn, or they were going to all of a sudden they ended up in a really shitty part of town. And was really a really poor neighborhood, bad part of town. It was unusual to see
a white limousine
pull through, and they're pulling around the corner, and they see a fist fight happening, and some guy is just getting beat the shit out of by these other guys, and Howard Cosell, I guess, says to the limo driver, pull up. He stops the car, he gets out, and Howard Cosell starts to play-by-play the fight. This little guy over here in this corner is, you know, he's the underdog, and he's getting the shit beat out of him. And these other guys, da-da-da-da-da, they got to go home. And he goes, and that's it. The fight's over. And all the guys look at him, and they all stop, and they're like, holy shit, are you Howard Cosell?
Because right. he also called fights, that's and he's funny. Part of the whole Muhammad Ali. He's part of the whole mystique of Howard of Muhammad Ali, is he called the fights for him and did all the interviews and the
so cool. So they asked for his autograph. He told them all to scram, and he got back in the limo, and he was real proud of himself. Yeah, he broke up a fight. Done. Yeah. Anyway, kind of fun. But he said the best. Football game, and this is what I thought was interesting, of his career was, and this is really kind of really sad for the Cardinals, but it was the Cardinals in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And what year was that?
2009.
Yeah, it was recent. Yeah. And it was when the Cardinals were close to their end zone to make a touchdown. No, what's a two-point conversion? Three points.
Field goal.
All kinds of points.
Field goal.
So.
Does it look like this?
So, hey, the Cardinals were maybe going to score.
Yep. There you go.
But it didn't matter because right near the Cardinals' end zone, we made a pass. It was an interception by the other team, and they ran it all the way back down the field for.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, for a touchdown.
Steelers.
And he said that was his most defining, like, exciting moment of all sports. Was that play right there? So it was just kind of interesting. A little hometown, very, very sad, but a little hometown.
Yeah, hometown losing.
Well, and wasn't relation. The 1980 was kind of a big year for him with sports and calling sports, because there was the game, the hockey game. And then wasn't he the one that on Monday Night Football let everybody know about oh, he's only kind of a big Beatle. I'm just going to kind of hang out. John Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
About Lennon being shot.
Oh, yes.
Was he really?
Yeah,
he
did December 8th.
He did the cut-in for it.
That's right.
You did. I was trying to find it. I was trying to isolate it, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to very well.
Thank you, Drew, because I was very confused.
Yeah, definitely was not a gold medal game. And it was a weird thing that America was watching. It was the time of day that it was on, mm-hmm. that it was in prime time, and you just slowly tuned into that.
I'll never forget watching that with my mom and dad. Such a great memory.
I was in Florida on vacation, and we were just watching it and kind of fucking around, and all of a sudden we were all involved, and all of us crying.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, exciting.
Oh my God, we
whole family. All right, next.
Okay, next is...
Shut up, it's your turn.
So there is this, and I just don't really know how to share this, so I'm going to just post it on our Facebook page, the 2014's Weirdest and Wackiest Campaign Ads, which are just great. I mean, there are literally, there's no way to share it without reading all the text, which I won't do, but there are literally naked politicians on screen. People like shooting animals, people shooting plates, people castrating pigs, like deep tongue kisses with their wives, like weird, weird, weird shit that people are doing to get elected. So anyhow, the weirdest and wackiest campaign ads of 2014 will also be on our Facebook page. Then we have this sad guy, Dale Hopfinger. Poor, poor guy. Had
Sounds
to prove he's actually not dead in order to vote. Ran into a little problem. He was told he was dead. An election worker even told him that local records listed the date of his demise as September 25th. But after some persuasion, he says he finally got them to allow him to cast a ballot in Lee Township. He's been working to figure out what happened. He's only 48 years old, and he plans to live a long while. So he will
and
be...
keep voting.
He'll be voting again. And last but not least, Courtney Allen Curtis. See, this is what we're talking about, like actual government is happening at the state level. So thanks, state legislatures. Courtney Allen Curtis wants Missouri to adopt the high five as the official state greeting, because that's what we need in a time like now.
Yeah.
With all of the thing, all of the issues that America's facing.
It's like when they
facing.
Voted for pizza being a vegetable, uh-huh. when they yeah. wasted that time.
And God bless her, she's a Democrat. She's introduced a bill to the Missouri House of Representatives, it's HB 1624, that reads, the high five is selected for and shall be henceforth known as the official state greeting in the state of Missouri.
But was the last time you had a good high five? Like, let's get behind this.
I did a good low five lately. But
she goes on to say, and this is actually great.
My condolences to your five.
This is actually written in a bill. The high five is friendly, fun, and it can lift spirits. And with tensions running high in the Capitol building, the high five might just be what Missouri needs.
Yeah, that's
tensions running high. Yes, in Missouri.
Yeah,
and not putting your hands up. What?
She has got her finger on the pulse of Missouri.
Hands up! Don't shoot! Give me a high five!
Are you kidding me?
That's Fergie,
so good.
Unacceptable. I don't know what you people are talking about. I'm on board.
Other residents are giving it a thumbs down.
No way.
The second highest vote getter.
You always gotta be your
detractor. The bill is
good morning.
The bill is currently not on the House calendar, and no hearings about the measure have been scheduled.
Could you imagine if they had a hearing?
I'm actually surprised that they're not, to be honest. I'm really surprised.
Could I add a political story that's tickled me all day?
Would you?
Please.
The House...
Show me on the doll.
Yeah, the House subcommittee showed us on the doll where Benghazi was not a scandal. And it was a Republican-led committee of the House, and it was their seventh time saying that nothing really happened there. And Lindsey Graham, John McCain's wife, went on TV to say, shut up, I'm talking. And said that they did not do their job, and he won't believe it till the next committee reports. But the Republicans were so disappointed in the fact that their own people couldn't make it a scandal that they released it at 7 p.m. on Friday, so it would miss all the news cycles. And it's just hysterical that one more Benghazi scandal, like one more time, the Republicans had a committee, interviewed everybody, and said,
still not.
One more time.
But Lindsey Graham, God bless
Eight
that
times
woman.
A charm.
She can't put that purse down and move on.
Oh, Katie.
Okay, that's it. Today that's it for sports and politics.
Okay. Like well, now we're gonna make a we're gonna make an attempt at this, Kat.
Brand new fucking segment. Here
little
we go.
Segment. Well, it's called Other Stuff.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear it.
It's so, no music. What's no, the music sound like?
Can't wait to hear it.
She's gonna hear it. Just as you all are gonna hear it
for the first time right now.
I had to look. I had to find something with a stinger at the end. So,
fuck yeah.
Here we go. Let's see what we can do here.
Take notes. Yes. Tonight, in whatever the fuck this segment is, a follow up on some old news. Jose Canseco.
Heads up, it's short.
And it's, that's the end of that.
It's only 16 seconds
long.
Well,
you could have given a bitch a heads up before.
Well, I wanted to try it organically and see how it worked.
I wanted to watch you crash and burn live.
Would you like to try it again? We can do it.
Roll it again.
It's a good thing that this show's not going to be live until next
week. All right, hit it again.
Let me call school choir.
All right, here we go, Kara. We're going to do it again.
In a brilliant segue from sports, we're going to follow up on Jose Canseco shooting his finger off. If you're living in your parents' basement, there's good news. There's a Lego strip club edition. And we'll talk about some Arkansas and Mississippi and some gay marriage tonight on whatever the fuck this is.
Oh. Very nicely
Look
executed.
Look how none of us interrupted you.
Look at that. And so I hit far. The post and everything.
That's good. No, you did hit the post. I'm proud of you. But I like it when you use radio terms. It really makes me happy. Like,
hit the post.
Because you're the only one who understands what clocks are. Everybody else calls them pie charts. She whipped up. We got through clocks in just minutes of the night at her.
It's true. I handed Al a copy of it. So and good. He promptly crumpled it up and threw it on the floor.
No, I just covered up the clocks part of it and looked at your horrible handwriting.
Anywhere where Al realizes, oh, wait, I can't talk here, we're not going to do that part.
Oh, no. Say anything about Al can't talk anywhere on this legal sheet.
But it's not your segment.
Allegedly, I have the same handwriting as a third grade boy.
Who was also a serial killer.
And you have the same haircut,
allegedly.
Too.
That's true.
That's true.
That is true.
Fair point.
All right.
Carry on, my wayward son.
Up, frequent listeners may remember that we reported that Jose Canseco shot his fucking finger off.
Yes.
Smart.
And
smart
the weeks move. In between have been thumbs down for Jose Canseco's dismembered middle finger.
Because a high five is no longer possible.
It's now,
high four.
He's trying to turn his misfortune into a small fortune.
Oh hey.
The
his finger.
The controversial former baseball star said he was cleaning a gun on October 28th when he accidentally shot himself in the left hand and ended up losing part of his middle finger. Although doctors attempted to reattach the 50-year-old ex-slugger's finger, it fell off November 13th during a Las Vegas poker tournament.
Oh! He had a full hand.
And literally right on the table.
Jesus.
Nope.
I'm all in. No bandage, literally. All in.
Jose Lefty himself tweeted, okay, well, I might as well tell you, I was playing in a poker tournament last night and my finger fell off. Someone took a video of it.
Sliced it right
Oh my god,
off.
I need to see the video.
A follow-up tweet says, my finger should have been amputated from the beginning. It was very loose with no bone to connect it. It was also smelling real bad.
Oh. He's the Stacey Lewis of poker players.
If you will.
Maybe that's whose finger it was.
Oh.
Could have been.
Canseco is now trying to make as much money as he can from his middle finger.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
His manager says that his client has the video of the finger falling off and may sell it to media outlets for the right
price.
We're
going to buy it.
I want to watch it right now. I'm Googling it.
I got an untouched Discover card.
He's trying to get a hands up on this
Canseco
deal.
Also claims he's planning to auction both the fallen fingertip and the gun that shot it off to the highest bid.
Okay, Jose Canseco.
That's enough.
I'm okay with just the video, if that's a lower bid. Yeah.
I still don't understand why anybody, because we heard of that, and there was another one this past week where a guy was cleaning his gun and shot, if I'm not mistaken, like a 6 or a 12-year-old somewhere back east. Why do you clean a gun with bullets in it? I don't understand
that. Because you don't know how to clean your gun.
Right, good, clearly.
Well, then there's the guy that has the quote about the reason why I need to have a gun is to protect those of you that don't know how to use it. I'm a responsible gun owner.
Sure.
And I can help you. And then his 3-year-old got a hold of the gun and shot his 4-year-old.
Yeah.
True story. The 4-year-old's in a coma.
True story, used to have a big giant life-size poster of Jose Canseco and Mark McGuire hanging on my wall. That happened. Brothers. Hashtag Bash
Mike
Brothers.
McGuire?
Mark McGuire.
I know, but I know who he is, but really? That one?
They were the Bash Brothers.
Because that's what
they were like when they were A's,
right?
Like back to back. Boom! Baseball bats. Bash Brothers!
I know, but I could see one to hump one, but shouldn't the other one be like out cleaning something? Right. No, Mark McGuire is ugly.
Yeah. Well,
and a ginger, if I'm not mistaken.
Further entertaining to me from Senor Canseco.
Okay. Oh, I know. Is this about the breakup?
This is very fun. No, this is the eBay ad will read, slightly used middle finger. With 462 home runs, could be used as a stirring straw for drinks.
Stop it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He also had a really weird Twitter breakup. It says,
like, breaking up with Twitter?
No, his girlfriend. Jose Canseco has bigger problems than a blown off finger. And he's got this really bizarre breakup with, like, a 21-year-old model from LA. It's weird. Look at this is the couple. It's very strange.
That is very strange.
A lot of really weird things happening for him.
What's the ginger's name?
Mark McGuire.
Mark McGuire.
Thank you. Good luck.
In related news, Jose Canseco should not be using Twitter. Now, there is an update to the story. Recently added, Jose Canseco has recently admitted to TMZ that his reattached middle finger did not come off during the poker game. And when the website contacted him about purchasing footage of the finger, he told them that he made the whole fucking thing up.
Oh,
what?
Yes.
Dirty, rotten, fucking liar.
In breaking news, a baseball player lied about something.
I gotta tell you, that story has been amusing me privately for like 10 days. Oh. I heard it in New York.
Look at
brunch.
You with math.
That is horseshit. Jose Canseco, fuck yourself.
They were dead.
With that finger.
Yeah, seriously.
Right up with pooper.
Right up finger. There.
Maybe that's how it came.
I can't believe you put a poster of this ugly motherfucker up in your room.
I'm going to show you the poster.
Everyone had a poster.
The Bash Brothers,
I know what
right?
you're talking about.
Yeah.
Google not, that.
It was literally life size.
It was a thing. No, it was a thing. And the guns on them.
Can you put a link to the poster in the chat room so other people can experience this misery?
All right, next turn. Okay. Shut up, it's your turn.
Shut up, it's my turn.
Yeah. Said that.
Fucker.
Fucker.
All right. If you happen to be sad and still living in your parents' basement at the age of 42, there's good news for you. There's a Lego strip club set available to you.
Yes.
As you're admiring your Death Star Lego sets and your Millennium Falcon Lego set, you can also admire this unofficial Lego strip club featuring the popular G-rated toys wearing G-strings. The set.
Oh, that took a turn.
Didn't see that one coming.
Show me on the Lego doll where your uncle likes you.
The set, produced by Citizen Brick, includes four minifigures and a club with zebra print couches and a pole.
And a pole.
And, like a night at an exotic dance joint, these Legos aren't cheap. The whole thing costs $275.
Shut the fuck up.
$275.
No, really, shut up. What?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck
God
up.
Damn it, Albert.
Lego Strip Club Royale.
I hope it's this picture where you can only see the back of the ginger set.
It might be that one. No, I've totally seen that one before.
I'm with you.
Citizen Brick owner Joe Trupia told the Huffington Post that he's sold a few hundred so far. The company has been customizing Legos since 2010. It produced a popular Breaking Bad set last year.
Complete with real meth.
We're fanatically doing things that Lego won't do, he told the Huffington Post.
I wonder why they won't do it.
Like being on meth.
That is really funny.
The latest.
Lego City Strip Club.
Called the Citizen Brick Center for the Performing Arts is a place where dreamers can dream and dancers can dance, according to the website.
Oh, this is good stuff.
Lego keeps close tabs on Citizen Brick's doings, and the company even supplied the disclaimer on Citizen Brick's site to emphasize that the products are not endorsed by Lego.
Okay, for all of you right now, I'm going to put this link in the chat room. Please just go to it.
Just Google Lego strip bar. It's not that hard.
No, go to, you want to see a pretty girl? Go to the link I just posted in the chat room.
Yes.
Yeah.
God help
she's
us
a,
all.
She's a beauty.
So as you're making your wish list for Santa, see, isn't that great? That's
look
nice.
At that. Look at the look at the hose on her too.
She has makeup. High heels. They're
sure
clear.
Does.
They are clear.
I think
plastic.
There's a goldfish in the bottom. Wait, do you see the goldfish?
Oh, right? Good Lord Almighty!
She's got Mimi's blue eyeshadow.
There's dollar bills, y'all.
They've actually
done some hips on her there. Little hip action.
That is fucked up.
With paint.
That's quality work right there. Worth every penny of the $275. Worth every penny.
I must agree.
Santa may be dropping one of those at my house, huh?
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Dropping something.
Dropping a deuce.
Oh, and I like, here's a picture of the Lego, oh, the male stripper. Stand by. I'm going to post a picture
Lego
of that.
Lego strip club.
continue on, Kat.
That's all there was written. There's a Lego strip club. There it is. Look at the picture.
Okay, if we're going to give you this segment, we need more out of you than
that.
What
the fuck? You guys are looking at all the pictures. It's working.
All right, so what's the next thing you have to say? What else?
Next and last story, I have additional marching on of the gay marriage. Turns out today, the Eighth Circuit ruled in favor of gay marriage.
Go Eighth Circuit.
So this is in to get rid of the stay on Arkansas's gay marriage?
Yes, this is Arkansas and Mississippi are directly affected by today's ruling. This happened today.
That's shocking for Mississippi.
Yeah.
That's tough. South.
Well, it's coming down from a deep federal south district court kind of a level. So
Crooked letter.
Yeah. Incidentally, people who are keeping track, the Eighth Circuit covers Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North and South Dakota, and of course Mississippi. The U.S. District judges struck down same-sex marriage bans as unconstitutional in Arkansas and Mississippi today on Tuesday, overturning measures voters had overwhelmingly approved in both socially conservative southern states. The two judges, Christine Baker in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Carlton Reeves in Jackson, Mississippi, ruled that the prohibitions against gay matrimony in their states denied guarantees of equal protection under the law for same-sex couples. So it's the same 14th Amendment.
Now, because yesterday there was the ruling in Arkansas that struck it down just in Arkansas, and they put a stay in it until the Eighth Circuit. Because
right.
The stay in Arkansas was different because it had nothing, it didn't define homosexuals as a protected class.
Right.
They were saying they were being discriminated as women, not as gay women, but as just like women not being able to be married. And it was a slightly different version that they were saying, we don't buy the same sex.
And that was at the state level?
That was at the Arkansas state level. And she's like, we don't buy it that the gays are a protected class, but women are.
Sure.
So you can't discriminate based on sex, and this is based on sex. And I thought that's
legit.
I mean, come at it from every direction you can.
Please keep coming at it.
Yeah, I thought, wow, that's a different gun in the arsenal. Yeah.
Yeah. It says the back-to-back decisions were the latest in a flurry of recent court rulings striking down statutes and state constitutional amendments across the United States defining marriage as a union exclusively between a man and a woman. These laws impose unconstitutional classifications on the basis of gender in violation of the Equal Protection Clause, which is what you're talking about.
Yeah. An interesting little kicker there.
Yeah, that's really smart.
Yeah.
Both judges put their rulings on hold for the time being, meaning legal recognition of marriage for gay and lesbian couples was not imminent in either state, pending appeals.
But that's what I can't figure out, because the Arkansas one, they forgot to put the stay in place,
mm-hmm.
so people got married. And then they finally were like, oh, wait, fuck, we meant to put a stay in there. But they said it was going to go away based on the Eighth Circuit. So if the Eighth Circuit ruled, I thought that would end it. But so that
Reeves from the Eighth Circuit stayed his ruling for 2 weeks to allow Mississippi officials time to bring an appeal. I don't see anything.
So Arkansas, it's official then, because Arkansas ruled and they were waiting on the Eighth Circuit. So that means Arkansas makes it 36,
we're
37?
37.
It's funny that we can't even keep track of it.
I know, it's going so fast.
I do actually have a map up.
We're going to go now to our correspondent, Katie James.
Where's our this map? You know what's really interesting is, like, we're in a place where this map is 5 days old and it's out of date. Because it says, forgive me. So it says Arkansas is a pro-marriage court ruling pending further action.
And that's the Eighth Circuit today.
Further action.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that was, I'm sorry, that's Arkansas and who else?
Mississippi.
Okay,
M-I-S-S.
Crooked letter.
More states. So if you actually look at...
I had the crooked letter joke minutes ago.
She caught it. It was good. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'll be here all
night. That's all the laughter you need, right? I caught it.
Do you want to...
Show me on the doll where he thinks you're funny.
Do you know what is actually where I looked for this? Because as you're talking about it, I remember seeing an article within the last few days that National Organization for Marriage is... falling apart, like NOM, right? The biggest national anti-gay organization is basically broke.
Which is
not surprising. You know, and you really have to kind of look at the way that, like, you have to just, like, follow these social trends, right? And these fuckers aren't going to be making money for forever.
We also haven't been hearing of late that I know of the Phelps group of morons.
Yeah. Well, people are just over. I think, you know, I mean, it's just my opinion, but like they were like exciting for what they were. Even when people didn't like them, they still like to talk about them. And I just think people are kind of over it. That would be my, maybe. But the, so in 2013, the Human Rights Campaign filed a complaint with the IRS to force the National Organization for Marriage to release their financial data because they had not released their data, and is the type of organization they are legally required to do so.
Right.
So
because they're so political, they can't claim not-for-profit, right?
Right. So HRC filed this complaint, forced them into doing it, and they're practically bankrupt, apparently. According to an HRC analysis of the organization's 2013 tax filings, more than half, this is so interesting, more than half of the organization's $5.1 million. So all of 2013, they raised $5.1 million. Over half of that came from two people, anonymous, by the way,
Dick Filet.
But two anonymous donors
and the Duggars,
and the that $5.1 million in and of itself is a 50% drop from 2012. So they made $10.2 million. In 2012, 5.1.
People realize the game's over. Why are you going to fund something?
In 2013.
We're losing.
The National Education for Marriage Education Budget, which goes to anti-gay propaganda, dropped by $3.5 million or 70% in just 1 year. And at the end of 2013, they ended up in a staggering $2.5 million in debt. Just really interesting. And they say that either donors are wary of being unmasked as they're like more and more and more and more and more hateful. And they pointed specifically to, oh gosh, who was, there's someone recently like, it's not in this article. It must have been a different one, but they were talking about certain like business leaders who had given to the National Organization for Marriage who over the last year were called out. And then tried to run away from it. No, I didn't give them money. I only gave them $50 or whatever. But like people were really criticizing them for giving. And people were losing, you know, big high up officials were losing their jobs. And it was like some big tech company, I want to say.
Remember,
it was like
Yes.
It was a tech company. And I think Mozilla Foxfire was one of them.
Hopefully somebody listened.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Yeah, that does sound familiar. You say that.
Or Firefox was one of them. Mm-hmm. And then they also are saying.
Fourth person interrupted. Did you love that? Did you love that?
I know, right? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, I'm hip to this jive. No. I've set this up correctly.
She also knows we can technically go to 10:30 if we have to. So,
so anyway, just really interesting that they were saying, like, not only are the donors just not wanting to be discovered anymore because of the blowback that they're experiencing, but also, like, they're watching the tide of, you know, history.
Human
and they're
events,
like,
yeah.
I'm throwing good money after bad. I'm done giving it. Or they said there are others still who likely have just changed their positions over time. You know, they've like changed their minds as more people are coming out.
They met a gay person.
Right, exactly.
One gay person. People are coming out and they like maybe gay marriage became legal in their state and like they didn't all explode into immediate hellfire.
Right.
So
if your marriage is in any way affected by gay marriage, one of you is gay.
Right. At least one of you.
I saw that today. Correct.
At least one of you.
At least one of you.
At least one of you.
It's awesome. Anyway, interesting story. Yeah. I thought
that is
so. Yeah, gay marriage is still marching right across our faces.
It's down.
So, anti-marriage federal appellate court ruling. So these are a couple of these places are seeking SCOTUS review.
This is the best Kat Carlson segment we've ever had.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Continue.
These folks are waiting on SCOTUS.
You sound so much like Katie June.
And they are Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee. The places that still have the marriage ban, that nothing's been done. Not surprising. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, which is surprising.
North and South Dakota and Nebraska, they will all be affected by the Eighth Circuit.
The Eighth Circuit. Mississippi, which we just talked about, and also Alabama and Georgia. And the pro-marriage ruling at the appellate court level. That's Montana and South Carolina, which also has something else. I don't know. South Carolina is a whole bunch of fuck.
How about
happy to hear.
They're
it.
Literally like three different colors.
Show us in
the
South Carolina how you feel.
I didn't hear you say anything about Lower South Dakota.
Yeah.
Further South Dakota.
Yeah. Anyway, really, it's just an interesting map. And Texas, actually. They're assholes too.
It's getting there. It'll get there.
Fucking else? Texas.
I hate them.
Further South Dakota?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
So there you go. Whatever the fuck that was. That's all.
No, come on.
You I guys, love. No, that's all
should
I have.
Should we have
I
a good high five?
Welcome to Missouri.
Let's have an awesome high five.
Oh. South Carolina, a whole lot of
that
fun.
That was Kat Carlson's segment of Fuck It.
Yeah. And congratulations, Tomo got engaged.
Tomo!
He got engaged down under.
Oh, Tomo, congratulations.
He's further down under.
That's
wow. Fantastic.
Explains why you don't want Pop-Tarts shipped to you then, apparently. He's busy getting something else popped.
He's trying to fit into his dress.
Tart.
Tart, yeah. Or a tart, exactly.
I want to see photos. I want to see, like, engagement photos, like... Is that just a thing I do?
Yes.
Like
no, engagement? I want to see it too.
Yeah, right. Fun.
We want to know what people look like.
Yeah,
sure. I don't recall if Tomo's ever sent us a picture of
he
himself.
He has not, and I think we should do that with all these people.
I think we should.
They like all to right, remain
anonymous. Everybody's selfie stats.
I did get a picture some time ago. I think we were in Studio B of somebody who listened to us, and they were in a dress in their kitchen and wanted to know what we thought of that. And I don't think they're listening anymore.
Did you say
anymore.
It was lovely?
Oh, I don't recall. Don't recall.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, I do. I got it was a private message.
I'm
going to
go get some
was
more
it
wine.
A dirty picture?
Bring all the bottles in. Because they're please, all almost yeah. empty.
All right, here we go. We have plenty. Oh. Of, those goddamn.
Tomo, we want you fully dressed in the picture.
Maybe. You never know.
I'm just saying that we don't want dirty pictures unless right. you're on a hockey
we'll,
team.
We'll take one of each. One yeah. of each.
Yes. Yeah. Ah, horseshit. All right, here we go with our one of our most favorite and award winning segments that
beloved
critics like to call
I want
a nice
an award.
Attempt.
You people don't tell me anything.
No, it's not your segment. It's a community segment.
Oh, shut I up! See. It's my turn.
All skate.
Shut up.
Here we go.
All skate.
Wow, why am I so drunk? And I'm like, I still have all this wine left.
I don't know what you're doing.
Because you've been drinking either. Katie's wine.
No, she's got a lot of wine left too.
I really wish somebody
in morals split. Somewhere. We don't know where they are. We found them. Here we go. Ooh. Final segment. It goes like this.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics, religion, why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned.
Wait,
did you say tomorrow
afternoon?
Thank you.
It is. Tomo's like Tomo's. He says, first of all,
like,
to get
actual tomorrow afternoon. Like,
to get those pictures of him, we have to send more than Pop-Tarts, number one. Number two, he's shy and just drunk now. And I'm like, well, it's Wednesday afternoon where you are. But I'm realizing, it's day drinking. Who cares?
Yeah. Best time to get drunk.
Best, I know.
What are you doing tomorrow afternoon?
Wednesday afternoon.
Hanging out with you.
Yes. Clearly we're besties.
This could all be very dangerous.
Based on your new drinking schedule that I just learned about.
Would you like one?
I've had one. They're delicious. I'll have another.
Salted caramel nut.
Please.
I would like to have one, I think. And then I'll go like this.
All right, we'll do the hokey easy.
All
right, yes.
Have one of these.
We'll do the easy hokey thing, and please.
Pass some to Clay.
Oh, he says it's Wednesday evening.
Evening.
Tomato, tomato.
Whatever. Oh, I've got some left on my plate. What is this nice plate?
No. Some bread and some coffee.
We were missing consonants. Now we've got extra vowels.
Shut up.
Palate.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
His palatial palate.
Shut up in your face.
Show me in the dot where you want me to put my vowels.
Hey.
Come on.
All right. Mm. We'll do the easy thing. What are you grateful for?
No.
Come on.
I hate this segment.
What? What? Are you grateful for nothing, Mr. McKee?
No, we do this every year.
Well, every year.
You have to say the same goddamn thing.
Well, it's only
once a year.
I don't think every year you say the same thing. Well, you might.
For you, it's like puppies and Aaron, and that's all you're happy about. And then we move on to Kat.
Well, how about if we
you
find out?
You don't fucking know me.
How about if we find out?
You don't fucking know me. What if I
oh, wait,
say
that
I
wasn't me?
No,
she's
shut
like,
up. It's my
fuck
turn.
You. It's puppies and Aaron. Whatever. I'm out. Drop mic.
That's right.
Boom.
Lunk.
Boom.
Someday in my life, I'm going to do that too.
Actually,
I'm gonna drop the mic and storm off.
That would not be my answer.
Ooh, Aaron,
me,
you're out.
You sorry. Got the boot. Let me rephrase that.
Got yeah, the boot.
Wow.
Puppies
sorry
Aaron,
for your luck.
And
breaking news.
This just in. But a friend of mine who had been diagnosed with cancer a couple of years ago, it had recently come back. What just happened?
she just tried to make sweet, sweet love to that nutty confection.
I don't know, but I just spit on your computer. That was disgusting.
What the fuck just happened? And then she's spitting at
me. I look up at her. She's got her tongue on it going,
Oh my god,
that nut will never be the same.
Now that's what he said.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, but seriously, this is important.
Yeah. Anyway, she had gone to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester and had gotten some really good results, and so you're obviously definitely very grateful for that. But then there was one test left, and it came back to where she had to go for more tests. And so, you know, just the idea that she was able to go back, that she's able to afford to go to the Mayo Clinic and to be at one of the best places, and that she's getting... what'd you say, dear?
Nothing. I'm figuring out the time in Auckland.
But that she's able to have access to all of that, the right medicine, the right doctors. They haven't made a plan yet. They don't know. But, you know, to be 44 years old and have potential bone cancer and to have potential, because it was breast cancer and then now it's moved. And so,
scary stuff.
It's really scary, and I just had to tell you, you just kind of look around and you go, it's good. It's just good. Everything is okay, even if it's not. you know?
But really, to be able to go to Mayo, my grandfather used to travel from Illinois, from Chicago to Mayo. That was the only doctor he would visit ever in his whole life. And so
it's a big deal.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's great that she gets to go there.
It is exciting. I mean, compared to some of the other shitholes that she could go to and not get any kind of proper treatment. So that is what I am thankful for.
Very good.
Today. That's nice.
See?
And puppies.
And Aaron. All you motherfuckers.
And Aaron.
Whatever. And Aaron.
Ernie. Right. Well, clearly I'm grateful for this delicious whatever it is.
This delicious whatever the fuck.
I'm waiting, as evidenced by the way, I was apparently just
I'm
making out
for,
with
like,
it.
The, you
making
know, chef.
Sweet, sweet love too.
It's like your eyes are rolling back in your head too.
It
like,
is. Kind of, it's quite good.
It is really good.
I mean, it's marshmallow-y.
I may or may not have had more than my quota of three beers today.
Yeah. If you make it any better, it might show up on the doll.
I'm just telling you.
Just make a doll out of it.
Exactly.
Right there. It's already got salty nuts.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Well, two parts.
It's a two-parter.
Out of how many parts make the doll? Two parts are accounted for.
Shut up, it's my turn.
No nuts on my doll.
Thank you. It's not my doll.
Gotta get you a doll.
All right.
Yes, Tomo, I figured
it
out.
Tomo.
We hate it too.
Legitimately, I am thankful for the fact that there is always life after fill in the blank. There's always, like, the next adventure. There's always something else. Oh. Like,
mm-hmm. Can I hug you?
Oh,
yeah, sure.
Oh. Different doll.
Different doll.
Now it's lesbian bed life.
Oh, no, she's asleep. I'm okay.
But I think that's important, because when you have like a big major thing from your life, like I just haven't like seen you or talked to you since the change.
What a good friend you are.
The change. Nice. I know. We're close.
For anyone listening, we're not talking about the change.
Yes.
But I'm clearly much too young for that.
It's a life change, however.
Somebody turn on a fan. But a life change, and that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And there is like something comes after that, and that something is good. and sometimes even better.
Yeah,
so I'm happy that there's.
Can I ask a side question in regards to that?
Yes.
Was seeing where you are now with this post change
self-proclaimed celebrity,
right? That had you thought of if that change would ever have come to you before, and were you apprehensive of that and thinking there is nothing else but this for me? Had you ever thought about it?
You know,
because you were shy of 8 days of being in the same spot for a decade.
In fact.
You gotta get sore.
Have you talked about it on the show yet? Like, does everyone kind of know what's going on?
I have not. No.
Oh.
No. And we're not gonna start that now, Katie.
I just didn't know because, like, I'm calling it like the change. So if I was a listener, I'd be like, "What the fuck?" And I'd stalk and I'd do all kinds of weird Facebook things.
And that's okay. You can stalk me on Facebook. It's fine.
Okay.
Kat Carlson.
Job change.
Kat with a K. Carlson with a C.
Yeah, job change.
We talked about a job change.
We did talk about a little job change. And I've been kind of on the move and everything. And I did spend a lot of time.
On the run. Totally different.
On the lamb.
Or the lamb.
For the lamb.
Yeah. The lamb.
Show us on the poo where you think you ate Indian food.
You know what? And I didn't see that. And I can liken it to a relationship in a way. In fact, I've taken to calling it the breakup.
That's a fair assessment.
And sometimes you don't know that the relationship has gone bad until you get out.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Can't see the forest for the trees. You're right. Mired in it, so you don't realize the dysfunction.
So no, it never occurred to me to leave.
Sure.
You know, until of a sudden I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is what I do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is
who I am.
And it was very much my identity.
Yeah, that is that's a very valid.
And that was the toughest part was the identity. Like I'm no longer
that person.
I'm no longer the face of this, and I'm no longer, you know.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Now she's just the face of everything else.
Now I'm
the memorial VIP.
Memorial VIP garden.
Post show.
I am my own memorial.
VIP. Post show, I'll have a separate discussion with you in regards to the same with that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've had just two experiences similar, and they weren't for as long, but they were like really passionate, like places mm-hmm. that I was a part of, and mm-hmm. leaving those on whether it was one was on my terms, one was not necessarily, and right. it was very it's hard,
mm-hmm. yeah,
it's hard, yeah.
But things get better.
They
after.
Totally so yeah. do.
All of a sudden, you're like, "What the fuck was I thinking with right. her?"
Yeah, yeah.
Totes bet.
It's just yeah. Totes bet.
Totes bet.
So look forward to that. To wow. that. To that.
So now I'm gonna go back to making out with my
gooey lovely
Madam June.
I just feel happy for your for that revelation, Kat, because I, you know, and again, actually, I'm not gonna belabor it, but I just like that. I've been there. It's a hard thing, so I'm just
yay. Thank you.
Yeah. And I think mine is pretty. I mean, whatever, cheesy or silly as it is, but I really have come to be like I just can't stop telling Palmer how thankful I am for her and like just loving on her so much because I didn't realize what a miracle baby she kind of
it's her
was.
Her daughter. Al, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, well, I was not sure.
Palmer Parker. With a P.
It's been a
Parker's sister,
with
right?
P. I don't actually know P in sign language, so I can't actually do it for you. Ding, P. P.
Yeah, show
that's
me on the
K.
Show me on the doll where you did
that's
that.
P.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh, that yep, because that's not up, that, upside down. Yeah. Okay.
If I was doing a handstand, that would have been right.
Yeah. So, but like,
and I would be able to do a handstand. Two pieces of news.
Two things that are important.
Okay.
Two things that are important right now are happening over there with Al.
It's just in.
So.
It's a gang sign for death.
Riveting radio right here.
Yeah.
Now we're going to speak in sign language just to make you feel more out of
actually,
touch.
Actually, there are a lot of people that probably prefer it. So
yeah, I just like really just, I. With what a challenging time we've had. I mean, like, how relatively easy we had a time getting pregnant with her and, like, what an amazing, wonderful, amazing, amazing child she is. I just am mm-hmm. so beyond thankful that if she is the only child we have, I mean, I just will be so happy. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Thankful.
She's a cute kid.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. is so mm-hmm. cute.
Oh, growing up so fast, you posted uh-huh. a picture just the other day about some, I don't know what the hell, something that you all had done. And I'm like, God, that kid's getting big.
I know. It's
they
really
grow
bizarre.
Up.
Yeah.
It's
nothing, like a puppy. Nothing says I love you like whatever the hell you were doing. That kid's getting big.
Side question, follow up question. It was brought up in the VIP lounge. Does she often?
Oh my God, wear makeup? What the fuck? VIPers? No. I know. Someone was like,
right, legit.
Someone at the next party. Said, do you put makeup on your daughter? And I'm like, she's fucking three. No.
So, yeah.
Well,
I will tell you, her eyelashes are actually, they're pretty exquisite. And, from what I understand,
so
eyelashes come from the father's side. Is that like a thing a drunk person told me at a party? I don't know.
It feels totally legit to me.
It is actually a thing that a drunk person told me at a
totally
party,
legit.
And I took it, mm-hmm. which is maybe makes sense.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
delicious.
But like, just and only in certain pictures. In certain pictures, the girl looks like a porcelain doll face.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe a little lip gloss. I don't know. Yeah. She's like three. You gotta moisturize.
She does wear cherry chapstick.
See, there it is.
She has really badly chapped bleeding lips. It's sad pants.
Because she's three and she does this all the time.
And she's a mouth breather, yeah. No.
And Kat knows that because Kat does that all the time.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm
it's
just saying.
But so, yeah, Dawn, no makeup.
Dawn, you take your nuts in your left hand and your salty caramel sauce in your right. and you mash them up.
A little marshmallow, I think. Some
and then
graham.
You have cat lick them.
What?
Some graham cracker. A little marshmallow. What the front? What?
No graham cracker.
I can't
cracker
not
at all.
See that.
No graham cracker at all.
You two are talking.
You're welcome.
Clayton?
Well, I'm appreciative of the fact that it's 6 p.m. Tomorrow in Auckland right now for Tomo, who's apparently wasted and can't spell in the chat room anymore. According to that's his own words, he can't spell. I think one of the things I am I do find that I am most grateful for. Can't hear this from you.
Zip it, you.
Jesus.
You know who you are.
The chat room is so distracting now up here on the
I know. That's
street.
What I was thinking. I was like, yeah, I think I like it.
One of the things that I have to be more and more grateful for all the time, and I could say the cheesy stuff of all the friends stuff, like, you know, everybody.
But none of us would believe you.
But I think one of the most things I'm grateful for is the fact that I get to do whatever the fuck I want to do. Mm. I love the fact that
that is such a good one.
I wake up, unless there's an emergency or I get a phone call, I wake up whenever the hell I want to. I go to bed when I want to. I go and I do what I want. I get to do this. I work. Though everybody's job sucks at times, I generally have a good time with what I do.
Yeah.
Not only just in the DJ stuff and the bar stuff that I do, but for my real job. I got it pretty good. I really can't complain about too much. So, you know, even though I do doth protest about various mm-hmm. things, I really don't have a lot of reason to do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
to bitch about it.
The phone call never, you know, the phone call of everything going to hell never comes at a good time, because there's never a good time for everything to go to hell.
Right. No. Yeah. Yeah.
So no matter if you get that at 4 a.m., 4 p.m., noon, it's never a good time.
Yeah.
So those calls are going to come in. That's just part of life. And then in the business that I'm in, I mean, computers fail. People are stupid. So those two things go.
They just don't go hand in hand.
No. No. Did you turn the power on? Oh, where's the power button? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now that's a thing,
yeah.
Huh?
Is it here? Do I have it on property? Yes, it's on property. You have it. Jesus. Yes, I trust.
Can you do that remotely?
Yeah. No, you can't turn the computer on. I can't see. Oh, you can't see it. No, I'm not there. I can't see it. People are.
My crystal ball's hazy.
Mm-hmm. Salty. One of my balls
is salty. One of my balls is salty. The other one got caramel on it. I can't see you.
And I'm not ready to walk right now at all.
Yeah. Due to the state of my balls.
Leave the salty.
Show me
balls
on your uncle
it.
Where the doll touched you.
On the poo.
Yes. Your uncle's poo.
Show me on your uncle's poo.
Uncle, Mr. Hankey.
Do I have that wrong?
Who cares?
Similar, but
same
here's
wrong.
Your
here's your uncle. Huh? What? Show me where the doll touched you.
Here's your uncle on poo.
What?
Show me where you'd like to be touched.
Here's your uncle on poo. The cheaper form of crystal meth. Right.
This is your uncle.
Snort that, bitch.
This is your uncle on poo.
Available only in Tacoma.
They call it poo porn.
You don't lock your doors, you got yourself a meth lab in the morning.
Congratulations.
Welcome to Tacoma.
Mr. Perkins, we've rounded the oval table. We've come to you and your lovely green ensemble.
Yeah, she's gone colorblind and very capable.
I'm seeing teal. I'm seeing like a blue teal is what I would call
any
it.
One of the families of crayons that have a blue hint to
aquamarine.
I love aquamarine.
Flesh colored of the recently deceased.
I read a story about
formerly
Judy Garland.
Known as Peach.
Yeah. So tell your story about gratitude, bitch.
Come on, make us cry. Make us cry.
No, there's nothing to cry. Just,
make
just,
it good. Come on, Perkins.
Sell it.
Work it out.
Just
sell shut up. It's my turn.
Shut up.
It's 6:04 in Auckland.
You are so good with that math. Well, you know, we give
Google.
You one, we give you one pie chart and you just follow it around. Well, I'm grateful for your ability to tell time.
You're very capable.
Two time zones. Simultaneously. My new gang sign that tells deaf people when I got a P.
It's a little PK going on. Yes. PK.
PK.
I would tell you to write on your list that deaf people, but there's no reason.
Closed captioning provided by no one.
I'm going to write them down anyway.
For a transcript, though, send an envelope to White Plains, New York.
You're watching. Sure, pick that city.
Send it to the
sure.
High Five.
Don't
state.
You remember that?
Mail it to the North Pole. Who gives a shit? We're not reading it. Try Santa first. We'll go second.
Take it to Macy's.
God.
I got a dwarf friend who likes to be called an elf. Let's use him.
Okay. Could you take this?
I'm grateful for my dwarf friend that lets me call him an elf.
At the holidays.
Sing Jingle Bells.
And whenever anybody's making cookies.
Keebler.
I know. I've been trying to get him to
Tomo. It's 05. Yeah, it's 5 after now, Tomo. I know. 6.
Thank you, Tomo.
I just can't get my dwarf friend to stand in front of the box of Pop-Tarts so I can reminisce about the time that there used to be dwarfs on the Pop-Tarts.
There never used to be dwarfs on Pop-Tarts.
Have you,
that's what he says when he runs away from the Pop-Tart box.
I have to literally Google this.
I'm being so serious right now.
There are no...
Have you ever asked your dwarf friend to show you on the doll where Pooh touched him?
Where the Pop-Tarts
are. Follow-up question, have you ever used your dwarf friend as
you the doll?
Only when I'm telling him the stories. I'm just going to poke you where
you
he touched me.
Pooh.
If you could just report to my psychiatrist tomorrow.
Tell me if this hurts.
You do a dramatic reenact.
Welcome back, Katie.
It's the worst game of charades ever.
Ow.
For dwarfs.
I'm just going to poke you where he touched me.
You can write cat on your list. Little people of America are not listening anymore.
Parenthetically.
Oh, God.
Lollipop Guild.
Yeah.
We represent pretty much anyone under 4'8" out.
I gotta go.
I just don't get dwarves on Pop-Tarts anything.
Because
he thinks that they are Keebler elves, but Keebler never made the fucking Pop-Tarts.
Right, he's confused.
He smoked too much pot.
I thought the snap. Crackle Pop dragons. Those motherfuckers were never on the Pop-Tart box.
They were never dragons.
Rice Krispies. Can't get that.
I don't know. I just saw the snap dragons on the AMAs.
You just make shit up.
No, that's Imagine Dragons. Still got no time.
Fucking midgets.
Oh, boy.
For real.
Let's just get him off the air.
Snap, crackle, pop. God damn.
We need the band space. Let's get the midgets off the internet.
The Jukers are having more kids.
We need the bandwidth.
You guys, I'm never going to be able to run for office if I'm associated with this conversation right
honey,
here.
That was gone a long time ago.
That's why you're a supporting actor.
It's that thing that where a midget wraps himself around your waist and holds your money in his mouth.
What the hell is that, Molly?
It's that thing where your friend has a heart attack and you get the two dwarfs and you rub them on the carpet and then you hit them to your friend.
What the fuck is happening?
Molly did.
Well, I literally don't know.
Molly showed up.
Remember? I have a heart attack.
Stefan from SNL. Yes. All the things about on the midgets. Carpet. It's that thing where a midget wraps himself around your waist and holds your money in his mouth.
I remember now.
I do not.
Oh,
it's good to know the internet works in the DJ booth again, Molly.
Oh my God.
I'm glad nobody found my repeater.
Tomo was like, Molly, God. Is this a common occurrence?
Yes. Molly cannot hold her money. The midget can't hold his liquor and Molly can't hold her money. It's a marriage made in heaven.
Watch out, Molly.
Can't I have a follow-up about that, too?
Molly, you in danger.
Fair point. Stefan. God damn Stefan. All right. I'm just grateful for, like, all this shit that I get to do. You know what I mean? Like, work a lot, play a lot, travel a lot. Just do, you know what I mean?
Fucking laugh a lot.
Laugh a lot and just have fun. And I was with some friends and we were, like, giggling and laughing and kind of peeing our pants a little bit. And somebody goes... God, I just never do this when I'm not with you all. And the other guy goes, yeah, I don't do this either. And they're both like, you probably do it with a lot of people, though.
High common denominator. How are you?
Oh,
no,
that's
just
fun.
But it's just laughing. You know what I mean? Twinks, gypsies, grown men in wedding dresses, a cat from Bodega, puppets in disguise.
Wait, where the fuck are we talking about now?
Hey, they're all just doing lines from Stefan. All
right.
This club has Fair everything.
Point. This club has everything.
A cat from a bodega!
Oh, God. Oh, things have really changed since I've been away, according to Tomo.
MTV's Dan Cortez.
Tune in weekly, Tomo.
Oh, my God.
We're a whole...
Oh, Dan Cortez and Daisy Fuentes.
We're a fifth larger now than we were.
That is
how
true.
Much did you eat?
Ask Barbara. She was
two helpings.
Show me how to talk. where there's food left.
Show me on the turkey.
Show me on the turkey where there's food left in this kitchen.
Show me how you ripped the bird apart.
This is the least I've drank. We ate a full meal with two plates of stuffing, and I'm drunker than I've been in weeks.
I'm not drunk. Yes. I have a fucking tryptophan. I'll tell you that. God. Oh, my God.
Wake up and drink more, Mom.
Damn it.
In my bath.
But everybody, send us a decent picture
envelope.
Or friend us. I guess if you're friends of ours on Facebook, we could hunt you down.
Well, you can message us. You can private message us on Facebook, and I can share the pictures there.
I mean, it's going to be hysterical if everybody sent us pictures of them as poo.
No. Oh, I love it.
I like it.
Mr. Hankey's children.
Not like it. Right, exactly. Like, just if everybody sent a picture of putting the Pooh Bear in, that would be funny.
Oh, that's good. I'll do
it. I like it.
We got to find out who Bag of Nope was, because Bag of Nope, you get my award for... Like,
if you want to, you can actually use our email address, info@qtalkamerica.com, if you want to send pictures or anything else to us, info@qtalkamerica.com.
Foods, candies, photos of yourself,
but
things
obviously,
we can eat.
We can all see it.
We'll eat anything.
If you do it on the Facebook, we can all see it and share it. whichever way you want to work at it. It doesn't make any difference to us, but get at us any way you can. Thank you for everybody who's listening, watching, viewing, listens to us on downloads, or we're forced down your throat by iTunes, downloading it to your phone every week.
Oh my God, we're the U2 of podcasts.
Yes!
All my dreams have come true.
All of them. All of them?
Because you were in my car.
All of them. Because I got out of your fucking dreams.
By the time we get back next week, I'm going to be your age.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, she
has
a birthday.
That's never attractive.
Marnie has a birthday.
Your age by the time we get back.
Marnie's birthday is day after tomorrow on Thursday. Isn't your birthday Thanksgiving Day?
Well, happy... can I give you a present?
Do not give me those camouflage socks.
Nope, they're gone.
They're right there.
Happy birthday, Marnie
Dog. Wow, that was sincere. Yeah, well,
turkey.
Happy birthday. I mean, happy birthday,
Marnie
Dog.
I heard it was your birthday. I hope it's awesome.
Just send me something on Facebook.
Happy birthday.
God, I hope you have turkey.
Maybe.
Turkey cake. Is that a thing?
It can be.
Can be.
Oh, it's Margaret's birthday. Thanks, Tomo.
Happy birthday, Margaret. And that's, for those, now I don't know if he's drunk, but that's the third different way he spelled Margaret.
I saw that.
It's like, isn't there supposed to be an A in there somewhere? Margaret.
Now we're down to Margaret.
Hey, Margaret.
Hey, Margaret.
I can't afford that third syllable anymore. You're just
that
Margaret.
That is awesome.
I would not like to buy a vowel. Oh, cheesy peace.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Don't forget to point to the turkey and show it where it hurt you.
We're thankful for you.
Thank you all for listening.
That was
everybody
in. No, I meant it.
Whoever the hell is in Norway, everybody listening around the United States, and everybody viewing and watching us, thank you all so much. We'll be here
next
week because we do it every week. We
and
come
thank you,
do
Pascal,
live.
For Winnie the Pooh because we got
a lot of mileage out of the Winnie the Pooh.
Thank
we
you, Pascal.
Did. Send it. By all means, if you've got a story you want us to talk about, do message us on Facebook and let us know. We'll be glad to research it, or Katie will just Google it and we'll figure it out later. It doesn't matter. It's the five of us. It's Katie, Kat, Marnie, Al. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being with us. We'll leave you with this parting thought. We will see you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Harrison.
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.